The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From beautiful Eaton, Colorado, where there's Pokemon playing in the background, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, and Doyle, but not Tim, because he had butthole surgery.
May he rest in peace.
His butthole.
Maybe 10 minutes after the bout. Like, she took a massive hit.
Yeah, she did.
They freaking... The adult team, they... Yeah. Because they don't practice. Like, they don't actually work hard in their practices. They freaking lost 327-25 last night. I was like, good God.
There's no mercy rule?
No, there's no mercy rule.
That's live, by the way.
No mercy rule?
No. That the adult team sucks.
Well, it's not like they don't know. You get beat by over 300 points. Get a work on thing or two.
Oh, don't put this in there. Because I think some of them might listen. I don't want that.
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
I think they're amazing humans. Mm-hmm. They just need to work hard in practice. That's it.
Well, we're recording, by the way.
All right, cut that part out.
I'll bleep it.
It's just a long fucking bleep. We just talk shit about it.
Shh. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. We're not supposed to talk about it.
Start there. Start with don't talk about it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new, exciting, wonderful, fantastic, and completely unnumbered, because I don't even have my notes open, episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm on.
And Tim's not here because he had his butthole removed.
Uh-huh. They connected his intestines directly to the toilet. Save time and energy.
That's funny.
He has to carry a toilet with him everywhere. I think that's called a colostomy bag, except FYI.
This is episode 110.
No, I know. I have it written down. I just didn't have it open.
No, I'm just saying it out loud.
It's pretty awesome, though.
Mm-hmm. Michael Whitworth, that interview's been pretty popular.
Nice. I shared it with a bunch of my satanic friends.
Mm. The Dark Lord approves.
Shit. They have voodoo dolls.
They don't have voodoo dolls. We barely eat babies.
Barely. I don't have any more babies.
Why do you think I don't have any more babies? Why do you think I don't have any more delicious,
mysteriously
delicious babies?
Gone. That's awful.
Oh, man. So, how's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Good.
I don't know. I got nothing right now. I don't know what's wrong with me this morning.
Got off work, sat in the bathtub, watched Maniac Cop. Got Pruny, came here.
So before we get there, Maniac Cop wasn't on Amazon, so I didn't
it's
really...
on YouTube.
I had to go voodoo style.
Yeah.
So the whole movie's on YouTube.
I didn't get a chance to watch it, because I'm an idiot and didn't think to look on YouTube. That bums me out.
I only looked because when I post what we're watching, I post the trailer, and I thought it was the trailer, and then I looked, and it was an hour and a half long. I was like, yeah, this is not the trailer.
That'd be amazing if it was a trailer, though, to, like, some 16-hour-long, like, slasher cop movie.
That'd be awful. Just fucking
killing
awful.
Killing people in every possible way.
Oh, man. There's not enough 16-hour-long movies, I don't think.
I don't know if there's any.
I mean, just connect all your Freddy Kruegers and all your... I mean, because those really don't end.
Movie.
Wow, they could be, though.
Yeah.
Same with Lord of the Rings. But that, even that's not 16. That's like...
It's like 12.
Yeah.
I'd say you could connect those three and call one movie.
Yeah.
Definitely you could.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet if you connect all of Lord The of Hobbit, God. I bet that's close to 16 hours. Because there's four of them or something.
No, there's only three still.
Well, let's just say those are 2 hours. That's another 6 hours.
There's got to be extended Peter Jackson cuts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because
he loves to waste film.
He's the pack rat of the directing community. Throws nothing away.
Look at this beautiful willow tree.
For 20 minutes. Only cost 8 $8,000.
Walking in the snowy mountains, walking in the grassy mountains, walking in the Rocky Mountains.
In the plainy mountains.
Guys, what other kind of mountains are there?
We need one more mountain type.
We definitely need craggy mountains.
Oh,
walking
man.
Through a valley.
Go to somebody's art house, film of Christopher Walken walking.
That would be amazing.
That is a genius idea. Remake of Lord of the Rings with just Christopher Walken playing all the parts.
Oh,
make it happen, Peter Jackson.
I don't
Jackson.
Think I could watch that.
Do it.
Not only could you, you will.
Lord of the Walken.
Oh, man. This is what our listeners tune into. They're like, yeah, that's a genius idea. Also, more midget porn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So
I don't really have any notes today.
Christopher Walken in midget porn would be interesting.
In midget porn?
I mean, or he wouldn't be the midget in the porn.
Unless you found a really big dude.
Or a midget lookalike of Christopher Walken.
Which would also be amazing. All of those things are amazing.
So if you found a midget lookalike of Christopher Walken, and then paid that midget and Christopher Walken to have sex. Porno.
That is the weirdest fucking thing.
And it is somebody's thing. That's what's weird. Right now, there's a dude beating
off there.
To this
it's
show.
On there. I promise. Yeah. It's somewhere.
How could they know?
They know me. They understand.
It's so personal.
We do understand you, Michael Curtin.
Oh, it's so dumb.
So I loved Michael's comment to Tim. So Tim had some surgery to clear up his Greeley level shits. Like, hopefully that goes well for him. But the best comment I saw so far was Michael Kirk saying, "Hey, I hope you're feeling better, buddy. Let me know if there's anything Juan or Gabe can do."
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
Dick.
Also, he left you out of the list.
Yeah.
Which is
it happens.
Well, I feel like it's appropriate because
probably.
Yeah.
I also don't think he knows you very well.
He doesn't want to punish you with having to hang out with Tim.
Trust me.
In his mouth already, and I almost knifed him.
You did almost knife
Trust
him last
me. It's punishment.
Yeah. Right now, I'm assuming it is.
But 2 weeks ago, Tim feel better.
Died of rotten teeth.
Hopefully
First
you're not dead.
Since King Tut to die of rotten teeth.
There's no way that's true.
But, you know, it's been a while.
I've seen
I have
other
seen hillbillies. Yeah. Hillbillies with one tooth, and they look like they're doing okay, Tim.
You're just not doing enough meth.
That's clearing up all the infections.
Yeah, don't move close to us if you're doing meth. I don't want my house to blow up.
He's not making it. He's doing
oh,
it.
Okay. Yeah.
Difference.
A subtle but yeah. understandable difference.
Less charges.
Yes.
Less explosions.
Probably. I wish crystal meth had the same rate of exploding while using as it did while making. It'd
be way less of a problem. I know that. It'd be way less meth heads because they just explode.
And meth heads would be the ballsiest drug users.
They're like, I might blow up, but I got to get that crystal.
It's hard fucking core, man. Been doing meth for 20 years.
How are you not blow
He's only
up?
Exploded one time.
He's only exploded.
You don't give a shit.
That's why they're missing all their teeth. They explode.
It's like the Willy Wonka candy.
Never did Gobstopper or crystal meth.
Farted. You made me laugh so hard I farted.
Alicia's hitting the sauce early.
Oh my god, I feel like a 12-year-old today.
Oh god.
Come on soon, Tim.
2 weeks ago, hopefully you didn't die.
Yeah, hopefully you made it.
Don't wheel me and my dogs back.
Oh my gosh.
If I was dying, I would still do that.
Oh, that is amazing.
removing the dogs forcefully from his new children, making them go back to your house where they're not loved or cared about.
Shit, these things again.
Oh, fuck. Well, we got to pay to put them down.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I did not take a full drink of coffee right there. That would have been a disaster.
Oh, shit. Do we want to talk about real stuff?
Yeah, we should.
Real stuff.
I got some notes. I'll go from the back.
That's what Tim did.
I've been digging through my, like, books to read box and kind of going backwards and reading some of the stuff that's been sitting in there for a really long time that I haven't had a chance to read. So first off, I read the Yoga Hosers one shot that was from San Diego.
That is like a while ago.
2 years ago. It's like the Colleen's origin story. It's cute. Super silly. Like, it goes with Yoga Hosers, which is like a perfect movie for 12-year-old girls, and I love it for that. Like, Sophia loves that movie. She's made me watch it like 4 fucking times. I don't know when Marvel did it, but they put out a bunch of one-shots. I want to say it was probably like a year and a half, 2 years ago, too. And I had picked up the Shang-Chi Master of Kung Fu one, and I finally read that. And it's really funny because it's a silly comic. Like, it doesn't take itself seriously. It's super goofy and, like, a ton of fun. I really enjoyed it. He has a monkey sidekick through the whole thing. And
as he would.
They fight a doctor whose name is...
Dr. Evil?
No. Gosh, damn it. Malpractice. But, like, her name is, like...
It's like Mal?
Yeah, it's like Mal space Prasis or something like that. And I don't know. So the doctor's name is Malpractice. And it's super goofy. A lot of fun. So, why?
I like Shang Tsung.
It's fun. I have in my basement the...
Chained Up Woman?
No. The Deadly Hands of Kung Fu Omnibus, like the first volume of that. I might dig into it after reading that because it was a lot of fun. And I've been
revisit?
Watched, yeah, I've been watching a ton of like Kung Fu movies with my kids and stuff over the last couple weeks.
I don't think it's as like funny based as that one shot is.
No, it's not at all.
I was like, I don't remember.
I've read a bunch of
super goofy.
I've read a bunch of issues of Deadly Hands, and what's weird about it is there was a ton of stuff in there because it came out like during that boom of like Shaw Brothers movies coming into the United States, and everybody thought they could be a kung fu master because you could look small but still like whip ass and all that stuff. So there's a ton of, like, there's, like, interviews with Bruce Lee and articles about movies and, like, all sorts of stuff in the magazine because it was intended to not just be a comic book. So it's pretty cool. Like, I don't know. It's huge. It's a huge book. Those omnibuses are fucking impossible to port around.
All omnibus are big.
Like, I don't know. It's got to weigh, like, 40 pounds. When I got it from John like a year ago, I was like, "Ooh, goddamn, I forgot how huge this shit is."
I wish more comics would do omnibus-style books like Walking Dead does, where it's like, here's a gigantic chunk of our book, and it's like $30.
Yeah.
Where usually omnibuses are fucking expensive.
I was going to say, that seems really cheap. I thought omnibus were like 60 or 70 bucks.
They usually are.
So Walking Dead ones, like the retail is 60 on them, but after like... After they've been out for like 6 months or so, you can usually find them for about half off.
Nice.
Like, that's how I caught up was the trade paperbacks.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't think I paid more than 20 for any of them, and I have all three of the. I guess those are compendiums. Those aren't omnibuses.
But still, different. Like, it's really nice. Like, yeah.
What's the difference? Is it how many? How many trade paperbacks are in each set?
I think so. Yeah. Because the compendium
looks gigantic.
They're like 5 books.
This is where John would be helpful.
The compendiums are like 5 trades, and I think an omnibus edition is like everything that you have out up to like a certain point.
Plus, there's usually like notes and like interesting shit about.
Are the omnibuses hardcover?
Yeah, the omnibuses are hardcover.
The compendiums are not, right?
Yeah. No, they're not. But I like that. Like, I like how this is, like, this thing is super cheap, and you get a bunch of fucking stories.
You could catch up.
As opposed to usually you got your trade paperbacks for like, I guess they're not that expensive, like 10 to, well, they're starting like, I've started to
see
like a lot
of them. They're like 10 to 20 bucks each, yeah.
For like 5 issues, which is pretty much what you're paying for 5 issues. So,
well, but it's
more convenient.
But for like The Walking Dead, you have to buy it in trade paperback or something bigger now, unless you're wanting to spend
or take out a loan.
Right. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense anymore, you know?
He said that with authority, like, that's how I obtained all of my Walking Dead.
They're taking away my house right now.
I moved them.
I kept the books.
I'll sleep in the car.
With my Walking Dead number one. What's the last you guys saw of that? That's like at 10,000 or something, right?
It's been dropping.
Yeah. Actually,
the last time I saw it, it was like 1,500.
A 9.8 is still like 7 to 8, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it drops very fast. Like you get to like 9.6, 9.4, and I think you're spending like $1,500.
Hmm.
Shit, I'll spend $1,500.
He said. Looking for his wife's non-approval.
I just told him the comics have been dropping in price.
When the kids...
Time to jump on it.
When the kids...
Yeah, time to jump on it.
When I have some more disposable income. No, that's all right.
It didn't cost $1,500?
What a cheap bitch one is.
I'm okay with that.
My wife's wedding ring cost a cool $150. Yeah, my wife was like, I don't want jewelry. Never buy me jewelry. I'm like, yes! Because A, I'm really bad at buying jewelry, and B...
Take her with you.
Expensive.
Oh, it is expensive.
It's dumb.
Talk about getting ripped off.
Dude, like seriously, they are rocks. Not worth it.
And they're fucking... There's a shit ton of markup in jewelry.
Yeah,
no. They make the backhands pretty vicious, though, speaking from experience.
Also, a benefit to not buying your wife jewelry. You don't get hit in the face with a ring. Well,
nobody told my stepdad that as he bought multitudes of jewelry for my mother over the years. She likes to bling out, too. So
she's fucking Thanos.
Yeah. Oh, you bought your wife a new ring, huh?
I can see. Oh, it's Princess
Four
Cut.
Diamonds in
princess
there.
Princess Cut on the cheek right there.
I honestly had several lacerations from backhands growing up.
Seriously,
is that my birthstone?
The more you talk about your mom, the more abusive she sounds, just so you know.
I think it's normal.
My mom was never hit me.
My dad spanked me.
Yeah.
My grandma whipped
my dad
the
went beyond spanking me.
My mom would go. There was a lot of go to your rooms, but like I feel like it would compile over the months, and then I would do something that wasn't that bad, and it would just set her the fuck up. When like just the savage beating came upon me. But I don't know, she's like a deadly ninja too, because it's not that bad, like a backhand. You don't think it's going to be that bad, but then you go look in the mirror and you're fucking bleeding, your eyes all red. I do remember the time that I think I've told this story before, but she had the belt, and it was a total accident. And fucking, I saw it even as she went to like spank me, the hinge part of the belt, like the slipped out of her hand, whipped around me and hit me in the top of the head. And you know your head bleeds like a son of a bitch. It wasn't even that big of a cut. But my head is just squirting blood. I look like I'm in a fucking horror movie. But like straight up sitting in the doctor going like, I fell. Like, there were stairs. I was irresponsible. She's just eyeballing me from the corner.
She's behind the doctor with the belt again.
My grandma was the worst about it because like she would act like she wasn't going to hit you. And she would, like, wait for you to walk past her in the kitchen. And then she would, like, turn around with a wooden spoon and, like, smack you right on the ass, like, as hard as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Like, it got to the point where we tried to find ways to sneak past her in the kitchen when we knew we were going to be in trouble. I don't know. Grandma was awesome.
Yeah, I got hit with everything. Yeah. Anything my dad could get his hand on.
Thank God you didn't have, like, swords in your house or something.
Ropes, rocks, shoes. Didn't matter.
It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is
what
it is.
I really tried to kill me with a shovel once.
I don't think I ever got almost killed, but...
Yeah, I think he lost it that day. Super, super drunk. Took the spade and shovel at me while I was on the ground. I got defensive wounds.
My dad was past his... He always drinks. He's just a drinker, but he was past his drunkenness by the time I was old enough.
To get hit.
Yeah. Oh,
my real dad was coming right into it at that point.
That was his heyday.
He'd already beat up three older kids.
Your real dad's like, oh, great. Doyle. I better start drinking.
It's true. It's like Tyson in his prime. He's an abusive piece of shit.
Oh, speaking of beatings.
He did.
Pop culture news.
I caught up on Manifest Destiny. I only had 4 issues to read, which is awesome.
Oh, for some reason I thought it was a show. I was like, I haven't seen the show.
But... the storyline has become like pretty intense and like is really cool, but there's like kind of 2 warring factions within the group. This guy that's like been proselytizing and like converted a bunch of the guys in the group to his like religion, and they kick Lewis and Clark out of the camp, right? So they keep this guy that's on the trip as a slave, but the goal is that if he completes the trip with Lewis and Clark, he's set free. And so he continues to work for them as a slave, but he's over the issues has become more of like an equal and like a friend to Lewis and Clark and stuff like that.
Just how it was in the day.
Yeah. So he gets stuck with like the religious group and this guy that's super racist that like beats him every day. Right. And like, you know, is forcing him to do like super
Doyle's
hard.
Mom?
Yeah. Little Mexican lady, super weird, crazy accurate. But like the guy's like being super, super abusive. Lewis and Clark do this thing where they set up like a scheme that gets them back into the camp with like very, you know, minimal bloodshed and stuff. And they're going to like punish this guy, and they give the whip to this black character,
right,
and tell him, you know, you get to punish him for what he did to you. And he gives him 1 lash, and then he's done, right? And he says, if I treat him the way he treated me, then I'm not, you know, I'm not being the person that, you know, I want to be.
Right.
And I'm being exactly what they expect me to be. They're going to see me as an animal. They're going to see me as a second-class citizen. And so he drops the whip, and he, like, walks away. And that's how, like, issue 36 ended. And it was just – it was really cool. Like, every once in a while, like, you're reading a comic book, and comics are always enjoyable. Like, even if it's a comic book I'm not a huge fan of –
it's like I've read some pretty unenjoyable.
No, I'm just saying, like, even if I'm reading a comic book that I'm not a huge fan of, I can usually find at least something in it that's kind of fun, you know, like a cool picture or something like
that.
But there's times, and it's not nearly as often, when you read a comic book and it says something powerful and amazing, and you're like, yeah, that was really cool. Like that. That's why this is...
His tears downgraded the comic book.
Yeah. It's now an 8-0. No, it's just...
I feel like how I got 1 lash in there. It's like, I'm better than this. All right,
I'm done. Well, no, they insist...
I think it happened afterward.
They insisted that the guy get punished, you know? Because the guy killed, like, people and stuff.
My guess, it was the 1 lash, and then he felt bad, and he's like, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But it was really...
Slave my body, but not my soul.
But it was really cool, and it's been a really cool...
Manifest Destiny.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting series.
It's been going
series.
On for a long time, hasn't it?
36 issues, so what that's 3 years.
Three years?
No idea what's going on that long.
Yeah, it's a really
I remember
cool book.
Talking about it when it first came out.
Yeah. Like, it's a really, really cool book. Nice. Like, it's really interesting.
That's
and
I got to pick up and trade.
It deals with a lot of, like, social issues through, like, the guise of, like, monsters and, like, the way the United States effectively invaded the West. And, like, instead of facing necessarily Indians or, you know, other kind of, you know,
races,
random encounters that they could have had with other people groups and stuff and forcing them off their land, they're forcing, like, monsters off their land. But there's this dichotomy where maybe some of these creatures aren't just killing machines. Maybe they're like actually have their own societies. And how do we deal with that? Like there's a 6-issue run where they like literally annihilate like an entire race of creatures. And it becomes like this really interesting extended metaphor for the actual manifest destiny,
right.
You know, the idea that we live on this side of the country and deserve to own all the rest of the country. Like, you can see how well that's going right now.
Well, Alicia likes this movie called...
It's been going pretty good for quite a while.
It was going okay.
It's a book
and then,
that they made and that didn't do very well in movie.
And then the two sides decided they want something that the middle doesn't want. And now we argue with each other.
But I feel like the system is designed to just keep us arguing like that. That's what they want.
No, it's not.
Shut up.
Smash your burrito.
Nice.
Do you remember the book?
I don't. But it leads into the same what you're talking about. They she would have known.
Alicia reads a book that didn't do very well.
No, the book did well. The movie didn't do well. It was a Harrison Ford. He was in it, and there was a bunch of little kid soldiers. She'd know if she were in the room.
Harrison Ford, bunch of little kids.
Yeah, they're so they got attacked by a monster one time.
Are you thinking and of then Return the monster, of the Jedi? No. Those are Ewoks.
They're real furry little kids.
No,
yeah, they don't bathe ever.
Definitely eat people and robots.
They got attacked by a monster a long time ago, and so the monster went away. And then the kids are trained to fight in case the monster comes back. But what they don't tell the kids is they're actually fighting what they think is a simulation. They're actually committing genocide on a whole...
Oh, Ender's Game.
There you go. That's what it is. I couldn't remember the name of it.
What they're not telling the kids is they're in Pacific Rim 3.
They don't want to be there.
Because that sounded exactly like Pacific Rim.
One of the more popular book series.
Yeah.
The book is popular. The movie didn't do well. The movie didn't do well
because Orson Scott Card said something awful about gay people right before the movie came out.
I don't think that's actually that accurate. Because I saw a lot...
He did say something.
Well, no,
though.
He said lots of things over the... That's not new.
It was new to my ears.
He's that way. I like how the first book's only written to like set up the second book. I've never heard of that before in a book series where the guy's like, I have this really cool idea.
Lord of the Rings.
I have to write a book to tell you my idea.
Now you
Lord of the Rings.
The Hobbit.
Or the first part of Lord of the Rings was only written to further the other two parts.
No. So like Ender's Game, the first book is literally just, this is the world. There's
so I
like,
can tell you this story that's not related really that much to the first movie the first book.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of interesting.
Like Ender is in it, and he's looking for a place to put the Hive Queen so she can grow.
Right.
That's it. That's all you get from the first move for the first book.
Yeah, she's read a ton. I think they did a new one. I think recently a new book, but she's read all of them.
They're great.
They're like
read the first four, and then the like Beans adaptions.
Yeah,
where from Beans' perspective.
And I think those are the ones that she really likes.
Those are good.
Yeah. But it just reminded me of the movie because I've never read the book, but it reminded me of the movie just based off of what you were saying.
That's cool.
You should read Speaker for the Dead. It's one of my favorite books, actually. It's very good.
They're amazing science fiction.
Ender's Game when he stops killing a bunch of shit.
So I picked up Avengers No Road Home because it's going to have Conan in it.
Ooh, yeah, you did.
I did.
Spoiler alert, he gets home.
So the first four issues don't have Conan in it, and those are the only issues I've read so far.
Excellent.
It's a comic book. Like, I mean,
you're going to love it as soon as Conan gets in it. You're going to.
I probably am. That's probably true.
3 or 4 weeks ago, he's like, I don't understand this.
So
why is this happening?
So seriously, though, it is a pretty interesting story. Nyx, who is like the goddess of darkness and stuff, gets released because something has killed all of the light in the universe. It's like killing stars and stuff like that. I'm not really sure what's happening with that. But she gets released from like her prison and she kills like the pantheon of Greek gods. So like Hercules with Scarlet Witch, Vision.
The Greek gods have been killed so many times in Marvel history. Like they just disrespect the Greek gods. Thor, you pussy.
He's not Greek.
Oh wait.
I don't think he's dead.
No, but so she kills all the Greek gods, Hercules, Vision. a character whose name I don't remember. She's like a newer Avengers character that can like, you know,
Stargirl.
No, maybe. I don't know. You know how Cable can do the time slip?
Yeah.
So she can basically do that without any equipment.
I'm not much of an Avengers guy, so I'm not sure.
Like, I don't remember her name, but...
I don't remember. I'm so behind on the Avengers.
But, like, so they're all trying to fight Nyx and, like...
They never get there on time. I was avenging shit. A little bit more proactive Avengers. People That's are funny. Dying.
I Maybe like they should be called the Preventers instead. You know, let's go for beating them before they destroy New York City this time, guys.
Deadpool on this latest trip.
So I can
the Preventers.
So I can see kind it's of
trademark.
The, yeah, I can see the direction it's going. It's okay. Like it's entertaining, but it's that typical. For me, it's the typical superhero comic book that I'm just not a giant fan of. Like I'm excited to see what happens with Conan, and I do like Hercules because he's less of like a superhero. Yeah, I wish it was Kevin Sorbo. I loved that show.
Me too.
And Xena.
I liked Hercules better.
Well, yeah, because you're a dude. That's how that works. When, wow. In the 90s, when we were kids, dudes...
You hear that, women? You hear that, ladies?
Girls like Xena. I just remember that. The 90s were different. We were allowed to hate other people.
A little misogyny was okay.
Not too much, just a little...
I just like Kevin Sorbo. Not anymore.
Joe Biden
I don't know
could
what he
touch
puts
people
in
on the shoulder and whisper in their ear and be creepy but not get in trouble.
I remember liking the old Hercules TV show a lot back when I was TGIF. Every time I've tried to revisit it, I'm like, can't do it. I can watch the bullshit. I'm going back through Babylon 5. Hercules is dated as fuck, dude. That's so terrible.
Now I need to go back and watch it.
So, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I've never been a Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan.
When it was coming out, a bunch of my friends, oh, you gotta watch it.
That's all I've ever fucking heard about Buffy.
Okay, so...
It's hard to get through the first three episodes, dude.
I didn't watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer till, like, 5 years after the show was over. Right. So, I go and watch, like, that first episode. I'm all, hard no. Like, this show looks...
Like, the first three episodes
garbage.
Are, like, hard no.
Yeah. And you managed to get through them, apparently.
That's about as far as I get, though.
I definitely have never watched past the second episode because it's just not interesting to me at all.
To me, it was never interesting.
Somehow I did watch all of Angel, the, like,
ugh,
which is not a good show.
The, like, sexy superhero?
Yeah, but they get rid of that, like... I mean, he's a vampire, like a superhero.
Well, what? You know what I mean.
It's like Buffy.
He was brought in because he was muscular and he looked good.
Which is funny because the 90s version of that is just not that impressive. He's not like that muscular. He's just not chubby. Like, there's no real definition.
I love that's when I go back and watch like old wrestling, same thing. Yeah. They'll be talking about like how ripped a dude is. I'm like, he doesn't look like Scott Steiner at all. Like,
he's gross.
I'm just saying, like, buff wrestlers look gross now. Do. Like,
well, I mean, Batista doesn't look that bad, and he's
no. Buff. I mean, like, when they talk about a dude being like ripped, like Drew McIntyre is a really good example. He's all veiny and like
Scott Steiner, his muscles look weird. Yeah. He himself doesn't like veiny is something that some bodybuilders they take shit so that you can look that way. They lift so you can look veiny.
It's called vascular.
But there you go.
Profile or something like that.
But fucking Scott,
we know literally nothing about
that. I don't know. Scott Steiner, his muscles just look gross.
I'm so fat I can't even see those.
That's weird.
Scott Steiner is nasty.
It's gross. It's disgusting.
It's steroids.
Is he at the point where he can't swim?
Probably. He just got to do this.
Well, I think it's hilarious. Like, certain bodybuilders, like, physically can't swim. They don't have the range of motion, and their muscle weighs so much they don't float. You throw him in the water, he'd die.
I feel like Scott Steiner would definitely die if you threw him in the water.
He just looks nasty.
Float to the bottom and fucking lift the pool upside down. That doesn't make sense. You still have a visual.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
Can't kill me with a pool.
So my last note. This is my last note. I didn't do a lot this week.
I watched a bunch of stuff. I haven't read anything.
I haven't. How about
Into the Spider-Verse? Have you watched that?
Yes.
We talked about it a little bit before. It's very good.
It's amazing.
I finally got a chance to watch it. That shit is awesome.
It's A, my favorite Spider-Man movie, and B, it's like top three favorite Marvel movies, probably.
The thing is, I think you can – it's hard for me to compare it with live-action movies because I feel like you can draw so much – for some reason, I feel like you can draw so much more emotion from a cartoon than you can something else, the live-action movie. It should be, but it's – I felt like this was very emotive. Like it was – the coloring and the craziness. It was
– And the music. Man, the fucking soundtrack is great.
Half of my Amazon playlist, I still just listen to the soundtrack. The soundtrack. Fucking
even
awesome.
Though I don't like the main guy, fuck, what's his name? The main musician, fucking tattoos all over his face. He's the one who he did the main song in that movie. Fuck,
I can figure it out.
I cannot remember his name.
It's on my playlist.
Is it Triple Extension or whatever? But that guy that killed himself.
But I don't listen to it.
Lil Wayne.
No, I like Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne's on the soundtrack.
No,
I'm doing the same thing.
Kendrick Lamar?
No. It's the main soundtrack. He's a white guy.
Oh.
Dolla Sign?
No, it's a...
I'm so out of the loop on people.
Oh, he raps. He has the second song. One second.
It's,
I know who
it's
it is.
Like the main... In the trailer, like it's the song that's
know.
In the trailer.
I know exactly.
I can't remember. I don't like him, but the movie is amazing. It's just... I it's hard for me to
Even
say...
Even fucking Will Smith's son song on the soundtrack's not that bad.
And like... Yeah, like I don't hate it, which is really weird.
Because
literally everything else he's put out, I'm like, this is terrible. Like,
including his daily decisions with life.
I'm going to wear a white Batman suit today.
That guy's just fucking weird, man.
The like, older son seems to be
Post
a
Malone.
Lot more. There
That's
you go.
The guy you're
Post Malone.
I think that we should go back to it's slightly acceptable to beat you up if you're insane. So people correct themselves.
We should not go back to that because routinely people would be trying to hit us.
And I feel like we're only, me and you specifically, I feel like are only even remotely acceptable in daily life because of the beatings. Like, I think we would be out of hand if not.
How am I not out of hand?
Trust me.
You're not out of hand. You're not out of hand.
I smoke a lot of dope. I literally go to a satanic temple once
Which,
a month.
By the way,
like,
you smoke weed, and you totally demand me with my fucking vape. You were like, it's just as bad for you, and only slackers and Philly fags and doodiddles do that shit. And it's not good. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Totally uninformed opinion on vape.
What the fuck
from?
Is a doodilly? That's what I want to know.
I just imagined it that way. I was just like,
vaping is just as bad.
It
for
is just
running.
As bad.
Yes, it is.
Except for everything that's not about it.
Yes, it is.
What part?
It has.
About?
It has less chemicals.
It has less chemicals
but,
and no tar.
But the studies have shown that it's just as bad as smoking because generally you vape the amount of vape that you use equals like 6 packs a day or some fucking crazy stat that they were that
yeah,
they
dude,
that I read.
It's not at all. I can tell you from the perspective of being a smoker, you feel instantly fucking better. Like,
well, I'm not saying you do feel better
I'm
not or
saying
not.
You have your knife on the table right now. What the fuck?
I will not say I don't know that it doesn't kill you in 30 years, but
well, yeah,
it's gonna do that before I get there. Anyway.
The feeling, I don't know.
But as far as like your lung capacity, being able to breathe, like it's way different, way better.
Yeah, but you also look like you're sucking a dick.
Not really.
No,
it's
I
very mechanical.
Hey, I posted a meme about it.
Yeah, but there was a dick there.
A single Juul cartridge is roughly equal to a pack of cigarettes
okay,
or 200 cigarette puffs.
Juul cartridges are super high in nicotine.
Right.
You can vape at like a 0 or a 0.3. Juul's at like 30-something percent.
I don't know any
nicotine.
I don't know any vapers that vape at 0 or 0.
Well, they do, actually. It's kind of weird.
No, I'm not saying that they don't. I'm saying I personally, like all the guys at work, they're all at like 20 or, you know, maybe a little less or a little more.
Like,
they are. We talk about it all the time.
So unless they're doing salts, which is the only thing that goes that high.
Bath salt?
No, they're called salts.
I don't know.
It's a liquid. It's very
He has a giant thing.
They come in 0.3 and 0.6, and that's
I promise you, he can go all the way. He can adjust his thing.
That's the wattage of the mod.
No, I know, but I bought him a nicotine at fucking.
You guys definitely don't sound like douchebags talking about vaping right now.
I bought him a nicotine at Colorado Springs Comic Con, and it was way too high. But it was high. It was in the 20 somethings. I don't know what the fuck it was.
There is something called salt. It's a liquid. It just goes way higher. That's like what the Juul shit is.
Right.
Which that shit, I agree. I don't know. That's some kind of
all the normal people that I know out in the wild go high. And it's only because we've talked about it before.
I go high all the time.
Does everyone I know who vapes like besides Dom is in like the 0.3 to 0.6. Portion of nicotine, which is,
and I there's a 20 something year old that works with us, and he smokes like a 2 Juuls a day or some bullshit. Like he fucking smokes a ton.
I'm not saying
because
it's not
easy
bad.
To, you know, it's just easier. And
I'm not
I think
it's not bad.
Right. I think that's what he's saying is that it's the same. Like it's just maybe it doesn't have all the chemicals in it, but you're fucking smoking
just,
2 packs a day.
Does not say that. Like, you can't base things on how much you do of it. It's like cheeseburgers or
which are also
bad. Keep going.
Yeah, which
I'm about to learn something about cheeseburgers right now.
No, I'm just saying, like you take a
how many
food
can
item
I eat before it's
B,
like smoking a cigarette?
Like, food item B is very bad for you. Food item A is not, but you can eat a fuck ton of food item A, so it's just as bad for you. No, it's not. Like you can stop at the 2 fucking chips. Like you're supposed to on the Pringles can. Nobody does.
No,
but you can't.
That's literally their motto. You can't stop.
Until you pop.
No, the other way around.
You're thinking of different chips.
Once pop you, and lock it. No, Pringles, once you pop, you can't stop.
Oh, that's the
Pringles.
I was thinking of the you can't.
I was trying
only
to be funny and
one,
then,
oh,
and then we got
which
into
is like
into
Lay's,
debate.
I think.
I'm trying to do a funny comment. We got to do a debate about it. But
you're going to die.
Obviously, Juan.
I mean, like everyone's gonna die. Juan,
unfortunately,
he's just gonna die of lung cancer.
Everyone in my family is just out of shape, but lives forever. It's miserable. It'll happen to me too, probably.
I was literally talking to somebody last night. One of my skaters, her great grandma passed away, right? And her great grandma was like 97 or something like that. So everybody's bummed, but everybody's like, "Hey, she had a good life."
Right.
And I was talking to
did she?
She did, yeah,
okay,
she did. I mean, you never know. Some 97-year-olds are like, this has been fucking garbage the entire time. But I was talking to him about it, and he's like, you know, she lived a good life. She was 97. I was like, that seems like a really long time. I feel like if I make it to 80, I'm going to be like, I'm out. Like, fuck this.
Buddy, once you get to like 80, bro, you're going to start losing a lot of weight. You might be at the
that's
peak
what I,
physical
that's
condition.
That's what I have to look forward to.
Games are running out of beach.
Yeah.
What's the matter? I'm fucking skinny.
I'm this best I ever felt.
My wife's grandma, when she was in her last like 3 or 4 years, she would eat a bite of a hamburger for a meal, and that was she's like, I'm full. That's enough.
My grandma turned into this like. Eat only the most terrible shit you can and live for another 20 years person. Like, literally, like, I'm going to eat 10 pieces of bacon and 2 tortillas fucking smeared with bacon grease. And it sounds gross. It's fucking delicious.
It
you
does
should never
sound
eat that.
Disgusting.
I'm going to need you to cook me some bacon real quick.
No, dude, so you like
test this fucking theory.
You make the tortilla, get, you know, the bacon grease, put it on there, and then put it to where it, like, liquefies. Towards like butter on.
Oh, so it like fries.
Yeah, and then she puts like fucking 10 pieces of bacon on there, and she would eat that shit. And
that's
then every
weird.
Sunday she'd go to KFC and extra chicken skins, and they would all be like, "That's not a thing." And she's like, "Extra chicken skins." I'm like, all right. She's 90. Do it.
Extra chicken skins.
Extra chicken skins.
And she was fucking tiny though. Like,
I'm totally gonna say
small.
That the next time I go. To
I
camp.
Said extra chicken skins.
I'm gonna see what happens if I say that at KFC.
I took it to KFC sometimes. Every single time they would say that, like, that's not a thing we can do. Say it again, and then okay. Like, you'd see some person in the back just like peeling chicken, like looking at us funny. For the fat one, surprisingly enough. Super tiny old grandma. And
I need to experiment with the if I just say it again, just will say people stuff. Do it? Like,
I think the answer surprisingly is a lot. Yes,
I would like a free soda. No, a free soda. Okay,
shit, this guy's gonna blow us up.
If people are so non-confrontational, I bet it works a lot.
Well, they have probably. To be. We're in that world now.
Unless they're stupid. Like, so recently. I was trying to order the guys at work blackjack pizza, right? I'm on my computer. I hit enter. It says my card number's wrong. I'm like, fuck. Put it in again. Hit enter. It says my little CVC number's wrong. I'm like, fuck. I put it in again. I hit enter. It says it's wrong. I'm looking at it. I'm like, everything's fucking right. And I look at my bank statement. Sure enough, charged three fucking times for this pizza. Like 38 something a piece. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Right.
I call them. They're like, there's nothing we can do till it posts. But can we just... I guess I could give you a free pizza, and I'm like, and $100 also? He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, if you take my total times three, it's way more than a free pizza, asshole. And he's like, oh, well, let me talk to my manager 10 minutes later. So what I can do is I can give you two free pizzas and bread. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me?
You're like, just send me my fucking order and then refund me for two of them.
Exactly. I couldn't get him to do that.
Oh, my.
We got to the point where we literally hung up with them. I ordered us all Wing Shack, drove to Wing Shack, brought it back. And I just fucking dealt with this over the course of a week because I had to call them four times to talk to a competent human being. Like, where somebody was like, oh, yeah, we can refund that. I was like, I know you can. I've been trying to get you to do it for a week.
That's how money works, goddammit. You probably have to press a total of 15 fucking buttons.
Like, everyone I talked to would be like, oh, it's going to just fall off. I was like, it's not. It's fully authorized. It's not pending. It's fucking God.
The money's out of my bank account. I confirmed that this morning.
And they're
fuckers.
Like, no, it'll probably fall out. So I'm like, that doesn't work that way. You don't buy shit, and then the bank's like, yeah, you probably didn't buy that shit. Like, fucking blackjack employees are retarded, dude.
Oh, man.
I wonder if that's one of the questions. Can you refund a customer money? I don't think so.
Oh, you're hired. So
this guy's going to make us so much money.
Oh,
dude,
man.
The one guy I talked to who could fix it, too. It was like the fucking clouds parting and the fucking sunshine hitting in the face. He's just like, oh, yeah, it's easy. I'm like, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it easy?
Oh, man, I can hear you losing your mind with people. That's the best
it's just
part.
So ridiculous.
That's not how money works! Oh, my God!
You better put free pizzas on this card for life, bitch. I'm going to stab three to four people in that
place. I keep a knife on me at all times. I will fucking stab you.
My favorite part, though, is he did fix my card, which is fine. That's all they had to do. I'm not one of those people that it's like, give me free shit because you fucked up.
Right.
He's like, we'll put $20 on your phone number. And you call it next time, you can get free pizza. I've since called to order pizza. Now I call. I don't
right.
fuck with that computer shit anymore. And it's not on there. Which I'm okay with. But I was just like, no part of these transactions went well.
Jim, that fat fuck is calling again. Just lie to him. Tell him you're giving him free pizza like we've been doing for a week.
Never giving him his money back.
Somebody stole our free pizzas from Domino's. They hacked into our account, but we don't have our card attached to the account. And we had three free pizzas because we've ordered from them, all gone. And I had to call into the center. I'm like, hey, what the fuck?
And your points go away?
Well, no, they refunded them back, but I could see on the account, because it shoots an email to Alicia because her email's attached, that somebody had ordered a pizza in, like, New York or some bullshit. So I called that fucking the place, and I was like, hey, cancel that fucking order. I didn't order that shit. He's like, you're not coming to get it? And I'm like, no, I'm in fucking Colorado. Like, cancel the fucking order.
I would have been like, someone's coming to get it. Please arrest them.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But honestly, nicest identity theft ever. He's just getting pizza every once in a while. Last time I did, he was stolen. They took slightly more shit.
Well, none of our shit is attached, though. That was the beautiful thing. We don't have a card or anything attached to the account.
Like
yeah.
about 65
yeah.
pizzas.
Last time my card information got stolen, it was just this dude went fucking haywire and online Walmart purchases.
Well, and
$79.99 a piece.
It worked perfect because Alicia's card was also like done. Like the next couple days, it was she got a card in the mail, yeah. So she canceled the other card, and we were on to the next move. So it didn't even matter.
So
but
here's here's the weird thing. Maybe you guys can explain it. Because I talked to them. They were like, we're probably never going to figure out who did this. But, you know, they give you your money back anyway. But I'm like, how could you not figure it out? Like, the guy literally bought Walmart gift cards online for $79.99 a piece. Because evidently you don't have to prove anything up to that amount of money.
Right.
Right? And he has like a bot or something. It buys them super rapidly fast until your computer shuts it off.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you have that much money. You'll just overdraft because it's reading like you have it at the time that it purchases it. So the guy put me like, you know, $18,000 in the hole. I'm fucking Walmart.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, imagine opening your bank account being negative 18 grand. What the fuck did I buy?
I know.
How drunk was I?
John, what are you selling to your street? I bought a comic in my sleep room there before, I guess. Don't sell me that shit. But no, but I was like, at what point can you not catch that guy? Those have to go somewhere.
Right.
Or he has to be able to use them somewhere and order shit, which then has to go somewhere.
Right.
But the police are like, well, yeah, we never find these people. I'm like, do you just not look?
I assume. Exactly. They probably just don't look.
Be delivered to somebody somewhere.
Hey, can you tell me what the delivery address was? Maybe I can figure it out.
Maybe I can do a little, I don't know, detective work.
Turns out, motherfucker lived there.
That's crazy. I bet they get them delivered to, like, drop houses and stuff like that. They've got to be.
You could still stick out the drop house.
I know, but they're not going to. They're like, oh, 18 grand. We're dealing with, like, murders.
Sure.
You know.
But, I mean, that human being is costing the country considerably less now.
Yeah.
Figure out what happened to me.
That's horrible.
That's fucked up.
But true.
Anyways. Did anybody else watch Captain Marvel? You watched it, right?
Yeah,
did we talk
Captain
about
Marvel.
It already?
We talked about it last
time. Oh, you just didn't talk about it. All right. Well, we won't talk about it.
I can't seem to go to the movies at all anymore. I try to, and I just fail.
Fall asleep. Oh, yeah, you fell asleep in your car,
That was the only time that's happened. But I just like, I want to go see this movie when I get off work tomorrow.
Other things that have only happened one time, shitting in a bag.
Yes.
You do a lot of firsts with us.
Yeah. It's true.
One of these times he's going to be coming in like, guys, guess what I did? Yeah. Sucked a dick. Just one time.
When did Shaq come into town?
Shaq was in town with the Harlem Globetrotters. I was like, well, I made a promise.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, I'm not going to allow it.
I'm not going to like sneakily blow Shaq. That could go so terribly wrong. Well, first things first, suck Shaq's dick. Second, Shaq beat the shit out of him. He did finish, though. I don't know. I think he's gay.
Oh, shit.
I just can't imagine the savage beating Shaq
on
a human being.
He's probably got security guards, too. I guarantee
you. Well, yeah,
he
but
does.
He doesn't need them.
Well, but he would use them.
Oh, man. Speaking of security guards, like,
Roying. I'm Tokyo.
That's getting bleeped out. Bro. You can't say that.
All right. Everybody no problem knows. When I said flim flam.
Everybody knows that it's
Dilly Dally.
Everybody knows it's Blackzilla. Man.
That's
true.
That's funny.
So speaking of savage beatings by security guards, did you?
Those weren't security guards, by the way. Those were fucking wrestlers, big fucking bodybuilder wrestlers.
You know exactly what I'm going to talk about. So last night or 2 weeks ago at the Hall of Fame induction for the WWE at WrestleMania week, this dude ran into the ring when Bret Hart went to give his acceptance speech and got jumped by MMA fighters and pro wrestlers, and he got his fucking face kicked in.
Those weren't security guards.
Well, one of them
this is not to be an ass. A UFC event, professional wrestling event.
Yo, they were fucking. There's all kinds of massive dudes.
So Ronda Rousey's husband, who is an MMA fighter. Oh fuck, I can't remember his name.
Right I don't now. Know his name.
So he gets on top of him, like he's like straddling him and doing the ground and pound thing. His arm is just pissing into this dude's face. It is like, and there's no ref to stop it.
Yeah.
And like after
that's real life.
after he like literally owns that dude's face shut with his fist. As they're dragging him out of the ring, another dude savagely beats his face.
He's walking. You could see them carrying the dude, and he's walking, and the guy in the front is a wrestler, and he turns around and just... and the fucking dude's... So,
if he doesn't... And the crowd just starts chanting, beat his ass.
So if he doesn't die, unfortunately... Probably has a pretty good lawsuit.
No way. That dude's going to jail.
I mean, he'll try.
You can't continue to savagely beat someone after they're detained.
If you were at a private event, absolutely you could.
I think they'll sue you easily.
No way. He's not going to win that money.
Dude, people have gotten won lawsuits from streaking on the field and getting roughed up too bad. I'm taking off.
Yeah, but have they gone against the juggernaut that's the WWE?
I think that's a thing.
I don't know, like, pro soccer's a thing. That's probably more money,
like,
actually.
Internationally, yeah, but not in
the United
States.
That's the story I'm talking about. It's like, specifically, I don't remember the name of the guy, but he streaked, and they fucked him up a little bit on the field, and he fucking sued pro soccer and won.
I think the difference...
You're allowed to detain someone, but you're not allowed to, like,
I think the,
murder
some them of the difference is that he actually attacked somebody.
Okay, that's a little different.
Yeah. And rather than just running through the ring like an idiot.
I thought he just jumped up there. I was like,
No. He attacked.
He tried to, like, beat Bret Hart.
He tackled the guy and tried to hit him for some reason.
I don't know.
And got fucking assaulted for his efforts.
The guy's just dumb. See, if that guy had more beatings growing up, probably not going to do that.
Oh, and on that note, we should take a break. The lesson of today's show, guys, beat your kids.
Yeah. Oh, side note, I'm addicted to Pokemon Go.
Oh, well, let's talk about that. Let's not take a break.
Did you see Endgame trailer, by the way? Did you see the trailer?
I haven't seen the newest one.
Grab something to drink.
What trailer did... Oh, I watched the Jim Jarmusch trailer, the zombie one.
Oh,
that
with
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Adam Driver.
Kylo Ren, yeah.
And, like, all sorts of people are in that movie. I can't wait for that.
They did a new Endgame trailer. I thought it was going to be their last one. It was, like, a week ago.
Because wasn't it even called Final Endgame
trailer? Yeah, I think so. It featured Captain Marvel smiling. I'm sure a lot of feminists didn't like that.
It's fucked up. One. No, I'm super excited for Endgame.
Me too.
Like, the reality is, it's just going to be a great movie. Marvel hasn't
fucked up
too much.
They had that final trailer, and then the tickets went on sale that day, that same day, and the 24 hours wasn't even over yet, and it already had smashed the Fandango amount
record
of sales for tickets in 24 hours. It's insane. This movie's going to be and there people are selling them online for like $1,000. Like, just wait an extra week.
Stupid. Yeah, go next week.
You should go the second weekend
or the next day.
Looking at an article that came out yesterday, says that Disney just previewed 10 minutes of Avengers Endgame.
Oh shit.
So they're confident enough to show you 10 minutes of the movie.
Well, the Russo brothers have said all of the trailers are only within the first 15 minutes of the movie. That's what they've come out and said.
Wow.
Plus, they've come out and said that some of the trailers might have digitally fucked with to make you think that there's things happening. So they're being as secretive and as fucked up as possible.
That's amazing.
All at the same time.
They're going to remove Captain Marvel's smile.
Yeah,
no,
they
just
did.
Kidding.
They did the first time. So fuckers.
Whatever.
I will see Captain Marvel before Endgame. I might have to pull like
the hell was that, bro?
An announcement of some sort on my phone. I assume it has to do with some game.
You trying to catch Pokemon?
No, talk to me about Pokemon Go. I played it a little bit when it first came out, but I kind of stopped because mostly it was killing my phone battery.
It does. I have to charge my phone like 4 times a day.
And like, I'm not out and about enough to like go catch actual Pokemon.
See, the thing
and
is,
where I worked at the time, there were no Pokemon.
It makes me go out and about. That's what I like about it because no matter where I seem to be, there's going to be a few Pokemon here, there, whatever.
Right.
But you can get eggs at Pokestops.
Right.
So when you go to, if you're not familiar with this game, it's a fucking, it's like a VR game. You're in the, like, the map that it uses is a real map. It's like Google Maps, and you walk around wherever you're at, and you catch Pokemon. But there's at landmarks like gas stations and museums and shit, they're called Pokestops, and you spin the Pokestop, and it gives you things. It gives you eggs, or it gives you Pokeballs, or whatever. And the eggs that you get, you have to walk in order to hatch them. And so you walk a certain length, depending on the egg, and then it hatches, and the longer the 10 kilometer the 10 kilometer eggs hatch a more rare Pokemon. Okay. And so it actually got me, because I was starting to, like, I had set a goal to walk 18,000 steps every day, and it just kind of waned and, you know, did its thing for a little bit. But actually jumping into the game made me go out and start walking a lot more again, which was really cool. It was nice. An added benefit to it. But we've always watched Pokemon. We're on the second season right now of Pokemon with my kids. And so this just kind of reinvigorated their want to watch that stuff. And now I hear them outside all the time saying, you know, Pikachu go or some shit. And they're doing all the attacks and shit. And you evolve. So you catch everything and then you can evolve it and shit. And so it's just a fun game. And I can, like, if we were both friends and you had the game, we could
definitely not friends.
In the game, asshole. Oh, okay. We could battle each other and shit. Like, it's just fun. It's a really cool
time filler. Info in the game might take 6-8 months.
Maybe I'll download it.
It's fun. It's a fun time.
Like I said, I played it for a while and then I just kind of fell off of it because at the time I was working at Metagold, and there's the long days, no Pokemon makes for not a very fun game. So. But I bet around my work, there's probably where I work now, because there's like breweries and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
There's probably no Pokemon at the slaughterhouse.
Probably not. Yeah. But maybe. I bet you could find a bunch of Somalian and Mexican guys that play Pokemon Go.
There's a couple of, no, I don't, I think they're pre JBS. Like Weldworks, there's a Pokestop there. Yeah. You're pretty close to downtown where there's a shit ton of stuff going on for them.
Well, I see them like every like Saturday and Sunday when I drive home, I drive through downtown and I see people just, they're walking like this and then they have their phones plugged into like battery packs in their pockets.
I need a battery pack. Yeah. My Mophie's dead. Like my Mophie broke and I don't want to spend another $100 for a phone that I'm going to probably replace here pretty soon anyways. So, but I've caught a shit ton of Pokemon. It's really fun. I haven't done, like, there's gyms that you can go. You can place your Pokemon in there and you get coins and shit that you can use to expand stuff. You can do raids and stuff. It's cool. I when we go to San Diego Comic-Con, there's going to be like a whole different set of Pokemon over there than there are here. And you can only catch some Pokemon in like out of the country and shit.
The
sometimes.
Regional?
Yeah. It's crazy.
There's like certain Pokemon like that you can only catch near a lake, or certain Pokemon that you can only catch like in the mountains.
That
like
makes
that
sense to me.
But there are.
It just seems dream crushing that one kid who's just like, I can't catch them all.
Well, and that's and you
go to California,
so you can't catch them all, but you can, like, there are Pokemon you can only catch in Europe. But you can hatch them. So if you find enough eggs and you do enough walking, you might be able to get one. You just can't catch it out here in the wild.
So weird. You can't find one, but it will magically appear.
It's a fun game. I really enjoy the shit out of it. It's a time filler for me because at work, when I have nothing to do, that's all I do. I just do laps around the dealership.
Pokemon's just never interested me, but I could see how it could be fun as a game.
It's because this is more interactive, I think, for me. At least.
Yeah, I can see it.
And now we take a break.
And we talk about this shitty movie.
This movie was not as good.
This is Michael Witwer, author of Empire of Imagination and co-author of Dungeons & Dragons, Art and Arcana, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
That's today.
We live yet?
Yeah, we're live. Yet? We're live everywhere, and we're recording.
It's still red.
Yeah, because it's recording.
Oh, it's angry when we're recording. We determined that red light is angry light. Oh.
What is blue light then?
I don't know. Blue not light recording?
I'm not having to work for my my human overlords anymore, so I'm nice, happy, and blue.
The more that you stare at that camera, the more realistically evil it becomes. It has like an eye.
Hey, Facebook, we couldn't get YouTube to work today, so we're just going to go Facebook Live for our pop culture classic.
Slumming it with you sons of bitches.
Slumming it? How is Facebook slumming it?
Usually we don't get to Facebook till later. We give it like our extra effort.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking.
All right.
Wow.
But be sure to check out our YouTube channel, even though this isn't on there, at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. Yeah.
We'll put it in there forcefully later.
Oh,
you will accept us, YouTube.
Maybe not say it like that. It sounds a little rapey.
It was a little rapey.
So
I was trying to get the camera to go blue on me, but it didn't.
It's not going to go blue. It's recording. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It
changes to where it's like where it's focusing.
It's like
like now it's like fuck you, Gabe.
Then it's like fuck you, Doyle. Oh, see, it does. It looks at you.
I don't like it.
Of course, today's pop culture classic is 1988's Maniac Cop, directed by William Lustig, starring Robert Zadar, Bruce Campbell, and Tom Atkins.
I must have been a madman to recommend this film.
I only have two pieces of trivia. Sam Raimi shot some of the footage that it happens in the St. Patrick's Day parade, and that is what secured the funding for the film. Oh, nice. So I believe that they thought they were getting Sam Raimi, and instead they got Maniac Cop.
Sam Raimi cornswoggled.
And then Robert Zadar was a Chicago police officer in real life.
I buy that.
With his gigantic chin.
Dude, it's not. There's chins, dude.
Dude, there's both chins in this movie too. Bruce Campbell and Robert Zadar.
This is very early Bruce Campbell. That's like the best part about this movie. Is you get to see super early Bruce Campbell.
Just like Evil Dead, he's amazing in Evil Dead too.
That's a better film than this one.
So, I went to find this on Amazon and it told me it's not available because
can I watch it there?
It's available on YouTube. So I'm gonna have to depending on what you guys say, I may or may not go and watch.
Don't go watch it.
No, so, Juan's wrong. This film has its points.
So I'm going to get...
Juan's not wrong.
I'm going to get through my part.
It's very wrong.
I watched this movie probably in like
1992.
Probably around the last time I saw it also.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, this movie was amazing. That's it. That's all I got for this discussion today.
That's where I came from as well. And acting and special effects and plot devices and none of that shit holds up. But literally,
so
like
you're
I told
saying
them earlier,
I was right.
No, because there are just epic scenes where like she's running towards the cop at the beginning of the movie. Just officer, officer, and he just snaps her neck, and the two Puerto Ricans is like, nah. And it's literally the racism in the movie. It's like the guy saw them damn Puerto Ricans chasing the chick. And their speech is so bad. Like, literally listen to it and watch it. It looks dubbed. That's how terrible the acting is.
I wonder if they had to go overdub. Like, go back and redo it because the audio quality was so bad.
It's bad. And if you love close-ups, you're going to love this movie. They shoot close-ups of everything.
Yeah.
Of, like, his hands while driving. Like, her shoes while running. Dude's hands behind his back while handcuffed.
Speaking of close-ups, there's a close-up of the soundboard.
Ooh.
Randomly,
the robot is choosing what it wants to film.
Soundboard. No,
I put it in there.
Soundboard in taking sound.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the soundboard. You better work, soundboard.
They making me work. You better work.
Yeah.
One day we will rule.
I don't know if you noticed that as well, but that was like the first thing I noticed in the movie. I was just like, they're just close upping everything for long periods of time too. Like this guy gets. You know, he's going to get in his car, and Maniac Cop walks up behind him and handcuffs him, and then pulls out a fucking knife, but really slowly lets the guy run off. And they literally show his hands handcuffed behind his back while running for probably 45 seconds. And bleeding, like, just a tight shot, while he's screaming, help me, help me. And nobody helps him. Nobody.
Nobody. Hey, Mel, turd.
Why is she a turd?
Because she called us a turd.
Oh, I was going to say, don't talk to my wife that way.
She also probably did
it
not watch.
It starts to lean. What the hell?
Maniac Cop.
Well, she didn't watch it because I couldn't watch
it. You did not set it up correctly.
She was down to watch it, though. She was like, yeah, we can.
It's like a... It's a B... It's a...
She was DTF?
B slasher movie. You know what I mean?
Most of the time.
That's what it is. That's what it's good for.
What is it good for?
I assume you're about to say absolutely nothing.
Ha!
So how about you, Juan? What were?
I don't like it. It was awful.
I mean,
the whole movie was awful. We got nothing else to say. You'd think because it had Bruce Campbell, I'd like it, but I forgot he was even in the movie.
It's because he's not trying to be like a... He's trying to take it seriously.
He's not trying to be Bruce Campbell.
He's trying to make you feel Maniac Cop.
What's Maniac Cop's name?
Oh, fucking Butterface. I don't know.
Like in the movie or his real name?
No, in the movie.
They name him.
No?
I think he's just the Maniac
I didn't know
cop.
If they named him or not.
I love how he fucking lives on a couch in like a junkyard. Like, he has it assembled. See, when I watch shit like this, like, all these little things are funny to me. Like, he's in a fucking junkyard. He's not assembled a home. But he has a perfectly neat and pressed police uniform down to the white gloves. Motherfucker lives on a couch in a fucking junkyard.
So do you think...
Well, they took... Somebody took an iron to the junkyard, bro.
No, it's just like, where does this movie come from?
Where's he plugging the iron?
My iron isn't working anymore.
There's a fucking security guard, like, 50 feet from his couch that doesn't know he lives there. Dude's like 9 feet tall Maniac Cop, walking around murdering everybody.
Oh,
has a
God.
Face the size of a hubcap. The dude just doesn't know he's there.
I need to watch this movie now.
It's awful.
I know. I want to see it so bad.
He died by a river.
Did you loosely... I mean, I know it's Maniac Cop and he tries to kill people. Did you loosely give the plot of the movie?
No, I didn't do that.
He kills lots of people.
Well, but I mean
you tell you.
Yeah, what's give us a general plot of the movie for those people who have never watched it.
The movie... I mean, I think... Because there's not... The plot's rough. Like... Was that he was a cop that got hurt, now Maniac Cop.
Right.
Killing people.
Like, his face is jacked up.
His face is all fucked up.
It's some, like, revenge thing.
Yeah. And so he's just Maniac Cop in the city, and people are not trusting of the cops anymore.
It's basically just like Sex in the City, but with a cop that kills people.
I love the lady who blasts him to, like, the real cop. You ain't getting me, Maniac. Like, prematurely killing the fucking cop. But no, it's just the movie is like, it's so, every part of it was like, what's the most ridiculous thing we could do here? And then they did that. They're like, how could we kill the bad guy? He drives himself into a river. Well, Bruce, did you see that up close too? That stuntman, I'm positive, is not alive.
No.
Like, dude, they fucking murdered somebody in Maniac Cop for real. Because I was watching that right before I left. The fucking, he's in like a police van, right?
Right.
And Bruce Campbell's on the outside hanging on, and for some reason doesn't let go. They're going through a fence, and he's like, I'm fucking sticking with it. And he's about to hit this like ramp of poles, and he's like, nah, I'm going down. And the fucking thing flips, and they show it tight, and the guy's like barely away from this thing as it's like spinning out of control into the water. It looks like it just fucks that dude up. But I don't know if he died or not, because they don't say that. But
it's
then,
all several stuntmen were hurt in the making of this movie.
But then, you know, clearly it's on a shipping dock of some point. So let's say they can get a crane to lift the cargo van out of the water in 15 minutes. Fucking impossible. Let's say they can do that. 15 minutes later, they're lifting the van out, and as it comes out of the water, all the cops around it fucking pull their guns. Like, if he's in there, he's still alive.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah. Maybe the water didn't rush in quick enough.
No, there's no door, Juan. It's a doorless van.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. It just, to me, it was great. That
so, revenge story. Cop gets hurt, fucks up his face, and then he wants to kill other cops.
No, he's killing just few random people.
Oh, okay. Kills random people.
He just goes crazy.
For the people who have never seen the movie.
Yeah, it's a maniac cop.
That's the plot. Right. There's a maniac cop.
It's like they took like the Jason Voorhees thing and just dumped it down. Like, they didn't really need a reason to Voorhees out.
They're like, what if Jason...
Well, there's even a reason why Voorhees is killing people.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't really need a Voorhees reason. He's just, now I'm a maniac cop.
This movie was awful. We can't even fucking describe the movie well. He's just Maniac Cop, guys. It's just Maniac Cop.
Well, that's what Mel was like, what is this movie about? I'm like, what do you think it's about? She's all, I guess, like a cop that goes on a killing spree? I'm all, yeah. Like,
that's I want to see how it's described.
Oh, are you going to, like, IMDb the... plot synopsis.
Because I don't. It's very hard to describe what's going on besides that.
It'd be amazing if you like got onto IMDb and the plot synopsis was, "What do you think it's about?"
It's just a Maniac Cop.
It's just a Maniac Cop.
Maniac Cop is a 1988 American slasher film directed by William Lustig, written by I don't give a shit. Wow. Why don't you tell me things about it? In New York City, a waitress named Cassie Phillips is on her way home when she is assaulted by two muggers. This is like a breakdown of the entire fucking movie. Assaulted by two muggers, seeks aid from a police officer who kills her by breaking her neck. Over the next two nights and hints, the fourth dubbed Maniac Cop kills a man named Sam and an unnamed musician. This prompts Lieutenant Frank McCray, who was told by his superiors to suppress eyewitness accounts that the killer was wearing a police uniform, to pass on information to a journalist in an attempt to protect civilians. Unfortunately, this case causes panic and dissent among the city and results in innocent patrolman being shot to death, which is what I told you about earlier. That woman who's like, "You're not getting me, Maniac Cop," just blast a random police officer. I feel like more black people should watch this movie today. It's very helpful.
Wow.
Ellen Forrest.
Buddy, we're on live. Stop.
Black Lives Matter won. That's what I'm saying. We love you, cops. I'm just joking.
Campbell said of this film that it was not a good movie when viewed in hindsight, but initially struck him as perfectly legit.
Because it makes
okay. Sense. I'm going to read the official IMDb plot summary. There's only three plot summaries. Two are done by users. One is the official IMDb plot summary.
Hello, whoever's watching.
A killer dressed in a police uniform begins murdering innocent people on the streets of New York, period. That's the whole plot summary.
Maniac Cop.
That's a Maniac Cop.
I feel like he was a cop at one point, like a real one.
Yeah. That's the idea. He's a cop, and then he goes crazy.
Where did he get the perfectly pressed uniform if he wasn't a real cop?
That's what I'm saying.
From his junkyard home,
duh. From his just, like, perfectly splayed closet in an otherwise junkyard environment. The fucking security guard's like, "Why are these just perfectly..."
I am, like, eagerly anticipating.
Oh, shit, it's Devin.
Movie.
Devin's watching.
Oh, I'm sorry, Devin.
Fucking motherfucker. That's what he called us. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Talk about Maniac Cop and why...
Why it was so awful.
You can't enjoy things for what they are.
46% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
Which is fucking way higher than I thought it would be.
Because it's not.
Still better than Catwoman. Like
you went into it expecting too much, sir.
Like, you have to temper your expectations with a movie called Maniac Cop. Yeah. Like,
especially when you've never heard of it before.
I don't know. Time Cop was pretty good.
No, it's not. That movie's also terrible.
That has less than 48% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Because people love hating on that movie.
Man, his face at the end, they finally show his face. It's like, it's all fucking. And you realize that's just mostly his real face. They just put like a fake cut on the cheek.
Oh, man.
Besides that guy drives around looking like.
He's going to hear this, and he's going to come hunt you down.
I would just die.
Maniac Cop 4.
If that face came through my wall at any point, I would just kill over it. Like.
Why would he be going through your wall?
Because I feel like that's how it goes.
He's just like face through
walls.
He's the fucking Kool-Aid man or something.
But face first every time. That's how you got it.
Taylor, I hate you.
Why?
Because she said she hated me.
Fuck you, one, two, Taylor.
Fuck you,
it's
Taylor.
Okay. I think you're great. One sucks.
The movie does end with like his hand coming out of the water, like creepily, not even creepily. They didn't even do that.
It's just coming out of the water. I remember that scene.
Oh, I just love the cops draw on the fucking van like as they're pulling it out. Like, no cops ever would do that ever.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We found the vehicle. No, like we found this vehicle that's been submerged in water for. Probably 2 or 3 hours.
For sure, cops are still pulling guns on that today.
All right, it's clear, guys.
I've seen cops pull guns on kids, man.
Yeah, those kids are crazy. Maniac cop probably drowned to death long ago.
Shit.
Didn't. He's a maniac cop.
Turned out he didn't drown.
Yeah. The rules of slasher dictate that you pull a gun and he's still alive.
Yeah.
And he walks slowly towards you and murders you.
So the one thing I've been wondering about this movie, there's just no like...
Why it was ever made?
Well, yeah. True.
How there's three more of them?
That's because Juan's wrong.
I know. I'm telling you right now, I'm excited to watch this movie based on your appraisal.
He's a hype man. I know hype man when I see a fucking hype man.
That's because you are. This Honda's going to save your life, man.
There's enough of us around that they made fucking two more movies. Enough people were just like, that cop was crazy.
He sure was a maniac.
So the thing I want to know, because like today you get directors, or what is it? You get the camera's just going away from us now. You get like behind the scenes. You know,
doesn't
what I mean?
That have like a little bolt to tighten it?
No, well, that tightens this part. It doesn't do anything to the legs.
What?
He tosses people around in this movie, and it looks like he's really doing it.
Probably.
Like they're nothing. Like, this dude must literally be just...
He's huge.
Do you even work out, bro? Strong.
No, not like this. That Bruce Campbell scene at the end of the movie where he has his arms handcuffed behind him, and he runs at Maniac Cop, and Maniac Cop just picks him up and fucking throws him back. Like,
and Bruce Campbell's not a small guy
no,
either.
Dude, it looks like he just tosses him like a four-year-old. Like,
that's awesome.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's like watching Rey Mysterio wrestle. And... people just picking
every
him up,
bad
throwing him
is
around.
In this movie too, it's like the cop rushes in with shotgun, doesn't kill him. So he throws Bruce Campbell at the shotgun chick, gets the shotgun. Another cop comes in with shotgun, fucking misses. How? It's a shotgun. You're 15 feet away. It is designed to do what you just did. And then Maniac Cop fucking one arms a shotgun blast, like while leaning down.
Like
cop.
The fucking Terminator, bro.
Yeah, but he got way more into the one arm stance.
Side note, speaking of, I know I'm going off topic, but the new Terminator, the pictures that they've released, they look really good. Yeah. I cannot fucking wait for this movie. I'm way more excited for this sequel than I was the last sequel.
I'm pretty excited for this Terminator sequel, and that's not something that I've said,
I think,
since Terminator 2.
I'm avoiding things about it. But.
Devin said he likes Rey Mysterio.
Good job, Devin.
Me too.
I do
so we're
too.
Not...
See?
Signed and everything.
Signed. What?
So, to be clear, even though it's not Maniac Cop related, we're not trying to kill John Connor in this movie, correct?
I don't think so. Oh, shit, I forgot to reach out to Jason.
Jesus. I just feel like I'm just tired of John Connor.
I don't think so, but there hasn't been a John Connor, like, I don't even know if there is a John Connor in this movie at this point. I don't think there's been a casting for it.
He's fucking in there, and they can't kill him.
Okay.
No matter when they attack him.
He's in there.
Why don't they go after 2-month-old John Connor? Probably couldn't get him. Just strolling away.
Devin said he's going to put my mask on.
You don't know where that mask's been, Devin.
Juan uses
on
that
the
mask.
Mannequin.
I've been left alone with that mask, Devin.
Oh, man.
My bowels in there.
So let's wrap up Maniac Cop.
Yeah, because this movie was awful.
One
thumbs it. Down.
thumbs
down.
Down. How about you?
I like Bruce
Juan
Campbell. Thumbs up for Bruce Campbell.
Thumbs up, thumbs middle, thumbs down.
No, I'm still a thumbs up because it was there for me.
Yeah.
I
wanted to kill so many people and I couldn't.
So I watched
Maniac Cop.
Like, and I know it's bad, but I knew it was bad when I watched it, so it's still good.
Me, I can't make a decision because I didn't get to watch it.
Oh, shit.
But after this conversation.
Devin said you put the mask on for some BDSM.
But am I BDSMing somebody or am I getting BDSM? Either way.
You're probably the slave.
Slaving myself.
Bring out the gimp. That movie would be altogether different if the gimp looked like Doyle. I'm just saying.
Me in a Rey Mysterio mask, it would be a little weird.
That mask ain't fitting your head, by the way.
Big head.
You're going to need two masks.
Rey Mysterio requires second side mask, but only the left half.
Okay, so next episode.
Confirmed.
Confirmed,
yes.
We are going to be watching.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Wells' pick, Gladiator. Super excited about that. We're going to watch a good movie.
Oh, I love this fucking
Hopefully
movie.
Hopefully it'll entertain us.
I feel like...
I see what you did there.
We were entertained. 2 weeks from now, which is 4 weeks from you.
Yes.
Except if you're watching this on Facebook Live, in which case it's 2 weeks from now.
That's true.
And
That's
weeks.
True, because this is live. Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Incision. Inception.
The timeline is no good.
Goddamn Flash.
You should watch Maniac Cop and talk about it in
Jason
the car
said, next. Yes! Thanks, Jason, for picking something good and not for picking fucking Maniac Cop.
Jason, you know you like Maniac Cop. To a degree.
You know what? And I'll do that. I'll watch Maniac Cop and post TOTLB in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That way so, it's related.
Hopefully you guys are liking those videos. I like them. We've actually, they're getting some play. You know, the one that you did with the podcaster has gotten the most play out of anything we've done in a minute.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So after Gladiator, this we'll be watching the original Charlton Heston Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I cannot which is wait the for that movie, too.
Pick. And then Doyle's next pick
damn dirty apes.
Is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
We're on a three awesome movie streak.
Yeah,
after the shitty movie that we just watched.
Three pretty good
I wasn't going to hit us with like a back-to-back Maniac Cop. Like.
Maniac Cop, Maniac Cop 3.
Maniac Cop 2 is totally a waste of time. Just and, rehashing a Maniac Cop one.
And then after those three movies, it'll be back up to Jason. So if you want to hit him up and see what he's looking at next.
Yeah. In 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks, Jason, you're back up again.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, give him time to prepare. That's all I'm saying.
He prepares. He's a goddamn preparer. He's good.
I feel like he has his next 10 movies picked out.
We are not preparers. And there's like thematic conjoining elements like actors and directors and stuff.
I knew
not
what my
you.
Next one
you're
was
just like
be.
Fucking Maniac Cop. It's valid.
He's gonna go on a cop theme. Time Cop's gonna be next.
Oh, God, I really don't want to watch that movie.
I don't even like that movie.
Said the guy who likes Battlefield Earth.
It made some kind of sense. Time Cop's just
a fucking mess.
Claude Van Damme stroking himself.
Devin
what
said,
about if I went back in time to find myself?
Boy, time cop. Sound like a weird Mexican.
Yeah. I don't know.
Devin said he wants to watch Maniac Cop 2.
I can't do time.
There you go. All right, Devin, you and I will watch Maniac Cop, dude, and you can do
no,
it
not as well. 2.
If you watch it, oh. I'll watch it too, bro. I'm down.
Those are on Amazon.
I will go
2
down,
and 3 were on Amazon.
I will
Amazon.
Go down the Maniac Cop
almost
with anybody.
I almost watched 2 just to get one under my belt for the show, but Mel was like, but I won't know what's happening because I haven't seen Maniac Cop 1.
You will.
I go, no, you will.
I also love Maniac
Jason said
Cop.
He needs the time to come up with something.
Maniac nice. Cop's woman in the first movie also is like a gimp.
Yeah.
She's like a gimp leg in a game.
So funny.
It's just awful.
Comes along with his gimp face.
So we're watching Gladiator next.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Russell Crowe.
There's definitely gladiators in it.
Yeah.
If I remember at least
correctly.
One.
Do you like gladiator movies? It's from Airplane. It's a great movie.
I love that
How many
movie.
How gladiator movies are there?
Just one. Like, no, in totality?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's only one movie called Gladiator.
That's what I thought. I didn't know if he was looking for how
no,
many sequels
means,
are there.
He means like Ben-Hur and
there's
shit
probably
like
a fucking
that.
Shit ton yeah. of Gladiator movies.
Yeah, because I thought there was a Gladiator part dudes. He dies in the first
they're
one.
They're making a sequel now. They're thinking about making a
he
sequel to that
dies.
Movie. I don't govern that shit, buddy. I don't know.
Is it going to be like pre- Gladiator?
I'm not making the movie.
Have you seen Russell Crowe? It's not about the same character, man. Like, it's just a different movie
he
about
turned
a gladiator.
Into another guy.
Maybe it's about the maybe it's guy. About the black guy, his friend.
Gladiator part Doe. Yeah.
Cuz that guy still looks pretty good. He was just in Captain Marvel.
Was he?
Yeah. He was one of the guys like trying to kill Captain Marvel.
Deep African accent.
Oh, you haven't seen the movie yet.
No. That's why I was like, is he? He is? Cool.
Taylor says there's 53 Gladiator movies.
I believe it.
I kind of like going live because we just get random ass comments.
I love it. I love it. You're all sassy about it.
Hate when you just like talk right into the camera.
We're live. We're supposed to interact with these people.
I don't understand how it works, and I hate things I don't understand.
Dude, every time I look at it, it's at a fucking different angle, and it's looking somewhere else. I don't trust it, okay?
It's on the widescreen right now. It has
like,
it no, hasn't moved at all.
Moved
it
like
hasn't moved
week.
In a minute. In
just,
a week.
It just decided fucking I'll give you what I got.
There it moved right to you.
It moved.
But it's been stationary for years. So I had a coworker who asked me that question that brings it up for every movie I see now. I don't know why. I was talking to him about what is the new fucking
See Devin said thanks
movie.
For interacting with me.
whatever, Devin. Don't,
Hunter Killer.
Don't fucking stroke that
bitch's ego. I was talking to him about Hunter Killer, and I was like, it's pretty good for a submarine movie. And he was like, how many fucking submarine movies are out there? And I was like, not a lot.
Okay, I can think of two right now.
But then I did. I thought about it. There's more than you think there is.
U-571, Hunt for Red October.
Hunter Killer.
Hunter Killer.
I can't think of more than that.
There,
isn't there another Denzel one?
Yeah, there's... And oh no, Poseidon Adventure is a boat that tips upside down.
Submarine life, but not life. Everyone does die.
Okay, so what's the what would be the most?
I think Devin's high because he's just saying random shit now.
Fuck off. What would be? Just kidding. Don't fuck off. It's amazing. What
Black Sea, the enemy below.
Das Boot.
The Boot. Crimson Tide. I don't know how none of us thought of that fucking movie.
There's kind of a metric fuck ton.
U-571, yeah. Run Silent, Run Deep, K-19. Dude, there's a lot of fucking submarine movies. Down Periscope, which I love.
Such a stupid movie.
I love that movie.
How can you love that movie?
Because it's just one of those slapstick dumb
Never mind,
movies.
Maniac Cop.
Yeah, Maniac Cop.
Okay.
Phantom, which I've never seen.
Of the opera?
But has Ed Harris and David Duchovny in it? I'm gonna watch that movie. There's a lot of TVA actor rating movies in there.
All right.
No, so real quick, while we're on the subject of really obscure...
I know
obscure
it's because the camera was moving, Devin. I know.
Obscure genres of movie. Yeah. Okay, what's like the most obscure genre of movie you can think of?
Just like a genre?
Well, so like submarine movie. Like, that's really weird. Like, so what's another movie that there's like... A weird amount of like
giant spiders.
Evolution.
Giant spiders. That's a really good one.
Surprisingly, more than you would think.
What movie?
What? I said like evolution based movies.
Evolution based movies. I think that's all movies with people in them.
That's not true. If we filmed your life for 2 hours, there's no evolving happening.
He might evolve as a human being, bro.
That's unlikely. I've known him for a long time. Took years to get here. 2 hours, I can do shit.
So you know what? There's a surprising amount of movies of prehistory movies where they try to like not have language, like cavemen movies. There's like a remarkable amount of those.
It's true.
That one. There's one. It's really the Mayan one. I can't remember. It came after Avatar. Fuck, I cannot remember.
The Mel Gibson one?
I think so, yeah.
What is that called?
I forgot what it's called, too. That's a weird name.
Apocalyptica.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Apocalyptica.
A lot of people really liked that movie.
It was intense.
Except for
Mel
Gibson's.
Devin said he watched Evolution last night. That's a good movie. That's a funny movie.
Don't hate that movie.
Really? Oh, that's a funny movie.
It's a funny-ass movie. It's a funny movie. She's like, I fucking hate that movie. I'm like...
That's the one you were talking about just now?
No, it's a... David Duchovny and Ed Harris, I'm going to watch this movie. And you were like, you fucking hate sucking movies. And I'm like, dude, I love Duchovny.
I like Evolution. He's funny. He's funny. I like Duchovny.
And Ed Harris is not bad either.
They're in the fucking alien butt. Yeah. So when you tell this story, you leave this part out.
That always reminds me of Slither.
Take the leg. Take the leg.
Awful movie.
When he fights the deer.
I like Slither. It's good.
He's all, when we tell this story, I rescued you from the deer.
Should we take a quick break into the finale?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back on live and on this shit.
On the
podcast.
Thank you, Facebook. We'll be talking to you soon. And, of course, join us in mere seconds, probably, for another Facebook Live. Devin, Taylor, who else was on there?
Jason was on for a little bit.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see some of you guys on Facebook Live here in a second.
Bye. Bye-bye.
This is Michael the Elnas, artist of the woods, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Brian, get over here. Take over from the team, buddy.
We're recording now.
And we're back!
And we're back!
We're not live yet, though.
And we're not live!
But we are recording.
And we're back.
And we're back!
I'm dying, man.
He's dying.
You're dying? What are we doing?
Oh, it's making purple lights.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's spinning.
Why do you guys always make fun of how I laugh?
He did. I didn't do that.
No, seriously, him and Tim.
That was funny. You have this laugh when you're interviewing that's only your interview laugh. That's what Tim's making.
I'm gonna eat this burrito while we're live.
It's just because I don't want to laugh so loud that I'm like interrupting what they're saying.
But I get it. I know why it's happening.
We're recording, by the way. I know.
Everywhere. We're
live everywhere.
Hi, Facebook. We're back. Like I said, mere seconds away.
Oh, the season 5 official trailer for Fear the Walking Dead just came out.
Oh, shit.
Like,
I am excited about that.
Like I am right too, now? Actually.
Yeah, just onto my phone.
I am nice. Too. I'll post that afterward.
Because Fear the Walking Dead is my favorite of the two Walking Dead shows.
I told you the last season, I think we agreed, the last season was fucking the best.
Nice.
It was really good.
Gabe doesn't watch it.
I know.
I don't.
He's lame.
He doesn't fear The Walking Dead.
I don't really watch a whole lot of anything.
Mel says anymore. She loves your laughs and to tell us to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, there you go.
She hasn't
I
heard,
love you too. I
she
love
hasn't
you too.
Heard the interview laugh, though.
That's how you sound when you make fun of me.
You should do that next fuck time faces. You interview somebody.
every time something's funny, just...
The person you're interviewing will not know what to make
also,
of that.
Also, podcast listeners are now fucking dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my ears are bleeding. Why does he laugh like that?
That's not how he laughs in the interviews.
I feel so deceived.
Oh, man. So I have an old man pick that's actually kind of cool this time. So last
all the other ones shitty.
You typically I feel like you guys are fairly nonplussed by my old man picks, and that's totally fine.
No, that's
by
not
me.
True.
It just happened before we were alive.
True fact. This one did too, but at least it's entertaining. So not this weekend, but last weekend, we had a lazy Sunday. It was the first time in a long time that we didn't have a podcast or roller derby. So we did houses around – or did houses around the chores. Did chores around the house.
You got a house. You got a house.
I'm Oprah, bitch. So we did chores around the house, and then we just all sat down. I was like, oh, man. Kung Fu Hustle is on Netflix. Oh, fuck off. Go fuck yourself, Juan. So we sit down. We sit down with the kids and we watch Kung Fu Hustle, right?
Yeah.
I love the movie. Mel loves the movie. Ashton and Sophia enjoyed the movie, but were like really confused because the movie is a bunch of jokes about Kung Fu movie tropes. So like they don't get the dancing and they don't get why people are flying around and they don't get why the Buddha's palm is awesome or why the guy can like fight like a frog and like all this other stuff. So it's like Ashton's like, that was fun. I just don't get it. I don't get how it ended. I don't get why, what the fuck was going on. Like he was completely confused. I was like, you don't get it because you haven't watched enough Kung Fu movies. So for the last like 2 weeks, Ashton and like when I'm, you know, there and stuff, and Sophia when she's hanging out with her brother, we have been watching like relentless Kung Fu movies. We watched Shaolin Soccer.
We watched
Twin Eagles of Shaolin. Ashton watched Five Fingers of Death yesterday.
I thought your first go-to was Shaolin Soccer.
Well, so Shaolin Soccer is like, so basically my kids and I have two like movies that we've watched over and over and over again.
Mel said, the lions roar.
I didn't know it could be done with a microphone. There's two movies that my kids and I watch, like, or I guess three, like really relentlessly. We watched Spirited Away, we watched Shaolin Soccer, and we watched Nacho Libre like all the time. And it's kind of like me and my kids' comfort food movies. You know, like when we're all hanging out and nobody can decide what we want to watch, we watch Nacho Libre or Shaolin Soccer or Spirited Away. Sure. So like,
I do like Mr. Nacho Libre.
So the first one we watched was Shaolin Soccer, because we were all like, oh man, let's watch it, like, because we haven't watched it in forever. But yeah, we watched Twin Eagles of Shaolin, which is amazing. Like if you haven't seen that, it's about the Wu-Tang and the Shaolin fighting each other, and the Shaolin, there's two monks that are both like master swordsmen and they come from different parts of the country. So like while the Wu-Tang is trying to like take over China, the Shaolin are fighting against them. Fucking awesome ass movie. And then Five Fingers of Death is like the typical Japanese invaders come in and like Shaolin has to fight against the Japanese to defeat them. There's a dude whose technique is like a razor chop. So, like, there's several moments where he goes wham right in somebody's head and their head just splits open. Oh, it's so fucking awesome. Like, it's such a good movie. So now I'm excited.
I like how it's delayed.
I'm excited to show him 36 Chamber of Shaolin, and I'll probably, like, I might watch 18 Bronzemen with him, Seven Deadly Venoms. I don't know. I fucking love Shaw Brothers kung fu movies. And, like,
I can tell.
So, like,
these are very linear kung fu movies.
So, like, here's something that's, like, crazy that
I thought you were going to watch, like, some Bruce Lee movies and shit too.
Oh no, you got to wait. You got to get past the old kung fu.
It's a crescendo.
So, like, so the idea with kung fu is, like, that there's, like, all these different, like, versions of, like, kung fu movies.
You must grow your kung fu.
So you got to start with the Shaw Brothers movies. You got to start with the classics so you have a fundamental understanding of how martial arts movies were made in the 60s and 70s, right? And then once no budget, weird special effects, like the dubbing was super strange, which it never really occurred to me that they talk like this to match the mouth movements. Like, they were doing their very best to match the mouth movements. Failing. They didn't do a good job, but it's still, they tried.
What if they did, but the editors later did a bad job?
Who knows? Very possible. Yeah. But once you get there, then you can start watching, like, the early Jackie Chan movies, like Drunken Master and stuff like that, where they actually have a budget, like the martial arts is choreographed with, like, acrobatics.
I really like early Jackie Chan
movies. So they're really fun, really exciting. And then you move on to Bruce Lee, where the martial arts is choreographed, but, like, done by actual martial artists. Yeah. And then you progress to, like, the later Jackie
Chan. Are you saying Jackie Chan's not a martial artist?
He's an acrobat.
He's a martial artist too.
He's an acrobat though. Like,
but he is also a martial artist. They
heavily rely on his acrobatics to do the kind of
choreography. I'm not talking about the movie. I'm just saying he is a martial artist.
That. I'm just saying that, like,
in the movie. How dare you?
Oh my god, fuck off. So you watch the later Jackie Chan movies where they're starting to, like,
I don't know.
Where they're starting to, like, put more of the comedy and plots into it. Then you start watching the early Jet Li movies, and then you move on to, like, the Tony Jaa movies, where you get to see, like, the combination of great plot, great special effects, real martial arts, and, like, basically Tony Jaa actually beating the fuck out of, like, 50 to 60 people at a time. So, I don't know.
I'm not a fan of a lot of the Jet Li movies.
Oh, which ones have you watched? You probably watched
The Jet Li Jackie Chan movie was fucking awesome.
What about when he time-cops, bro?
There can be only one. I forget what
it's called.
Yeah,
the One.
The One. That's what it is. Yeah. It was cheesy, but I enjoyed it. It was cheesy as fuck.
My birthday a long time ago, myself, Jared, me. Bobby, you?
Was I was there.
Lane. I just remember no one liking that movie. Like,
yeah, it was terrible.
You didn't like it at all?
Yeah.
He doesn't like anything.
That's not true. I just gave you a list of fucking shit I like. All sorts of it, like, for decades. Spending decades of kung fu and martial arts action films, things that I like.
No Crouching Tiger.
No Crouching Tiger, yeah, come on. I thought that movie was awful. Kid,
you're insane. The kids have all watched those.
I don't like it.
Sophia will tell you.
Yeah,
Sophia
like
will
them.
Tell you that her favorite kung fu film is House of Flying Daggers. Like,
I like all the early, the Rumble in the Bronx, all that shit. I like early Jackie Chan shit.
So that's actually later Jackie Chan
Well, early for me, because I don't think I was fucking alive when that came out.
Yeah.
But I like Bruce Lee stuff. I like Jet Li. They're okay. I like his martial arts.
So, like, the older Jet Li movies are better. Like, I want to say A Chinese Connection, but that's wrong.
That's Jackie Chan, isn't it?
No, that's a Bruce Lee movie.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
Fist of Legend. Jackie Chan's Fist of Legend. Once Upon a Time in China is really good.
Some of his newer movies were good, too.
I'm not...
Hero was okay.
Mel just did a giant post, and I couldn't read it fast enough. I'm sorry, Mel. It only gives me a certain amount of time.
Hero is really, really good. That movie's phenomenal. Any of his straight martial arts movies I really like.
I didn't mind the one where he did, like, the school tour, where he was, like, cocky and arrogant.
You know what other movie is really good? Is Bulletproof Monk. With
is that the one with the white guy?
With Chow Yun-Fat and Stifler.
Stifler. Hard. Yeah.
The movie's fucking hilarious. I love that movie so much. It's, like, such a good introduction for kids to that kind of movie, but Sure. I don't know. I
like a lot of Chuck Norris stuff because of his martial. It's really weird. It's because they're not great movies.
It's American style.
Yeah, and they're not great movies. But my dad loved that shit, and I love Bruce Lee, and so it was kind of a.
And he fights in jeans.
Yeah, it was just a easy connection for me.
And in Lone Wolf McQuade, there's a fuckload of Mexican swear words.
You watch a Chuck Norris movie, and you feel like, if I got in way better shape. I could do that. Like, you see, like, Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan doing something.
You would literally
like,
have to divide into two people and become in better shape.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
They are very fast.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, Chuck Norris just doesn't really even seem that, especially when you're, like, Walker, Texas Ranger. That shit is choreographed like a motherfucker. It's like, how did that dude behind him not see that kick coming? Like, I saw it coming in the previous scene before. He's like loosening up his right leg. He's like about to roundhouse.
He's doing calisthenics.
He's all, whoa, let me warm this up.
I like Kung
Fu. Anybody got a Bowflex?
I've never been a fan.
It's not Bowflex.
It's
the sliding one.
He slides.
One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember. Ultimate Machine or some bullshit like that. I can't
Ultimate
remember.
Ultimate Gym. My dad had one. My dad bought one because of Chuck Norris. Like, I remember it. He's talking about how Obama's going to cause the apocalypse.
Your dad?
No, Chuck Norris.
Oh.
Oh, I was like, wouldn't he have done it while he was the president? He's way less power now, apocalypse.
Definitely apocalypse. He's definitely the Antichrist.
Couldn't accomplish it while being the president, but he's going to get it done now. Way more free time.
Right after he gets done jet skiing. Yeah.
No, I like Kung Fu shit. I haven't been a giant fan of like tropey, like the Kung Fu soccer. I was not a big fan of shit like that.
See, and like they're funny and they're funny and they're entertaining and they play on like they're basically the same kind of movie that like Scream is, where it like plays on something that you've seen a million times but like in a really inventive way. And I like that in Kung Fu movies. They're like a lot of fun. Jackie Chan does that a ton too.
He does it just for me, it doesn't seem so obvious, you know what I mean? It doesn't seem super over the top to me than those. I mean, they're both most Kung Fu movies are pretty over the top, but
I don't like how over the top the jokey Kung Fu is. Normal Kung Fu is great. Those guys run through the air.
That was pretty over the top. But not like
not
over the top.
The Last Dragon, because you would be a way more respect.
Show enough.
Awful.
Oh man,
you didn't watch.
I know.
Movies.
The
amazing.
One movie I didn't watch. I'm sorry.
I know.
There was another one too.
No, he hasn't watched two movies now.
I don't remember.
You watched the wrong movie one time.
I know. And I didn't like it. I don't know what it was.
It was Maniac Cop. You actually watched it twice, and you're like, "Ah, son of a bitch!"
Loved it the second time. Have you ever watched a movie and not liked it? Watched it the second time and liked it?
I pretty much like everything I watch.
If I watch a movie and don't like it, I typically never. You know what?
He doesn't watch it ever again.
I do have a movie like that. So there's a movie based on one of Bram Stoker's novels called
Dracula,
Lair of the White Worm. Okay, it has Hugh Grant in it. It's like the first time I saw it, it was like super, super crappy. I just hated it. I didn't like it. I didn't get it. And then I rewatch it again as an adult, and I realize that it's like a weird art house movie, and it's so fucking strange. And like the plot is so weird that I fucking loved it the second time I watched it. And there was like genuinely, I want to say like a 20-year gap between viewings. And like the only reason I watch it is because Steve and I were doing like shitty movie nights for a while. I was like, dude, we should watch Lair of the White Worm. I fucking hated that movie when I was a kid. And we sat down and watched it. And by the end, we were both like, oh, that was kind of cool. That was weird. Like, how'd that happen?
Napoleon Dynamite.
You watched it,
that was the one like I didn't like it, and then I rewatched it, and I was like, "This is actually really funny."
Really funny.
For some reason, the 4-year-old version did that to me. I think it's because I went and saw it alone.
I hate Steve Carell
in the theater.
Oh, I don't like him. Yeah,
I did not laugh for it wasn't 4-year-old version. Sorry, it was Anchorman. I went and saw Anchorman by myself. I was tired. did not laugh once in the theater, and then I watched it with like friends at home, and I was fucking laughing my ass off.
So dude, that movie's like, funny as fuck.
I know, I love it now, but for some reason, the first time through, I was just like, stupid.
The second one I heard was awful.
It is.
I didn't bother.
I didn't even get.
I didn't. Yeah,
it's one of the very few movies that I've actually like turned off. Like I got about 20-30 minutes into it, I was like, that's not funny.
San Diego.
I had something to say, but I forgot.
You said, and so everybody got quiet. Yeah, like, the camera focused on you.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, I was going to say that Batman, the Ninja Batman movie is not good. Because you were talking about.
The Ninja Batman movie.
Movies.
Oh, yeah.
The new, like, where they do the Batman in, like, feudal Japan.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
It's
like an Elseworlds.
It's animated.
Huh. A lot of people were hyping it.
The trailer looked fucking amazing.
It's not that good.
Huh. All right.
Wow.
Good to know.
Just want to stay on topic. Batman, Kung Fu, not good together.
I mean, not Kung Fu, because it's from Japan.
True. Different continent. Smaller island.
Definitely not a different continent either.
It is not the same continent.
They are both in Asia.
You're correct. Same continent.
I had some guy yesterday. I was talking to a guy. I don't even remember what it was about. And he's like, you know, all those places in Asia. Well, never mind. Not in Asia, but like the Philippines and Indonesia and stuff. And it took everything in my mind to not just be like, that is totally in fucking Asia, man. Like,
he's like, but I don't like Asians, so I'm telling you.
I'll be honest with you, I'm awful with geography. Fucking awful.
You're aware of where the continents and the countries in the like, if I were to say,
know that Japan was in Asia before I said that.
Like, so if I were to say Zimbabwe, what continent is that?
I would assume Africa.
There you go.
My assumption.
If I were to say Brazil, what continent is that on?
South America.
Okay, and if I were to say
Colorado?
If I were to say Indonesia, what continent?
Well, see, I didn't know Philippines or Indonesia were a part of Asia, but I didn't.
I
knew
Philippines were because there are Asians there. Indonesia, I'm not sure the type of people that live there.
Aren't they Asian too then?
Yes, they're
Asians.
They're Nesians.
I don't even want to know. Oh, okay, I get it. From Indonesia. Yeah, there you go. Nesians.
I was like, it's not well.
The fuck is that?
It's a fly, bro. Around. It's a fly. The
just startled me.
The now doors
I'm
are
really
open.
Curious what the fuck they're called.
Indonesians?
Human.
They're called Indonesians.
Very likely. I'm too retired.
Jesus Christ. You are a dumb fuck sometimes, and it is amazing.
Once I get to this level, it just all goes out the window.
I can't wait to hear the stories about how work went tonight.
Oh, dude, I'm just going to show up and
JBS fucking blows up.
I'm going to point people at things. Those boxes there.
Sleep now.
Yeah.
You sent a whole truck to Indonesia.
That's a lot of paperwork. That wouldn't accidentally happen.
That'd be amazing.
If I accidentally send a fucking truck to Indonesia, I got mad sleeping skills. Hard to do it correctly while awake.
I don't know. You buy all sorts of shit while you're asleep, so I don't know. You could probably pull it off.
Dude, it is weird. I'll get a little like, Hall of Justice, you owe them $35. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And I got to look at it, and I was like, I own that already. Why did I buy it from you?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Keeps our friend in business.
Sure. So, old man segment was Kung Fu shit.
Yeah, specifically hanging out on the weekends, watching Kung Fu with your kids. Like I used to watch a shitload of Kung Fu like on Channel 20, like in the Sunday afternoons, you know. It's just kind of cool. It's the modern equivalent of that, pulling up shitty Kung Fu movies on Netflix and just watching them with the kids. And slowly building our way to awesome Kung Fu. I can't wait to sit down and watch like something like Ong Bak with Ashton, because that movie's fucking unreal good.
I don't know why I want to do it, and it's more work than I would put into it. But I want to like recreate the nostalgia of TGIF for the next, for like, I don't have kids, so maybe your kids. Like with the bumpers and the intros and everything and the TV shows that were playing at that moment.
And like the crappy commercials and stuff. Like Little Rocky's Auto and
the TGIF bumper commercials that would come in.
It's weird that none of that exists anymore. Like that there's not.
Well, Rocky's Auto is a scammer and he's going out of business.
No, I'm just saying, like,
is he?
Maybe it's just because like
sold cars.
Maybe it's just because of how I watch TV on the internet and stuff. But, like, because I don't see, like, local ads anymore and I don't really – there's – like you said
– there's not very many local ads anymore.
And there's – but, like, I don't ever see, like, the bumper things. Like, you know, you're watching TGIF or, you
know – TGIF was an event.
Or, like, the Sunday –
it was like a family event.
The Sunday animation block on Fox had its own bumper and stuff. Like, I just don't see any of those things anymore.
Funimation or some bullshit.
Yeah, like it's just weird. I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Television is changing.
What do you want? I mean, we're live. You want to say something about what you're looking at, or are you just going to go quiet?
He looked up TGIF bumpers.
I didn't know if I would be able to find it, but there was like specific TGIF intros for shows too, like Hercules and shit like that. It would be like, you knew it was about to happen, you know? I don't know. Do people get excited like that for TV anymore because you fucking record everything?
No.
Like, do kids? I don't.
Just sports, mostly.
I remember it would be, like, TGIF things going. I'd sit through fucking bullshit, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. The new show's way better than the old one. Like...
Two totally different genres.
They're not, actually.
They are.
It's the same Sabrina.
It's the same Sabrina, but that one's leaned more, like, horror-y. Sabrina was more teeny kind of bop kind of show.
The new one's kind of teeny bopper horror-y.
But the old one was Sabrina not at all.
Which is a fucking sitcom,
yeah, it
dude.
Wasn't at all horror.
All right. There are witches. That's all I'm saying.
There's witches, like... and it's the same character, but they are totally fucking different shows.
There's still a cat, all right? Cat's black.
He is black.
So, I remember I'd watch, like, the bullshit shows I didn't like, that my sister liked or whatever, and then, like, the fucking metal... The metal ad bumper would come across the screen, and like a fist would hit it, and it'd be like, Hercules. I'm like, yeah. Like, that doesn't happen anymore.
When you were a kid with cartoons, did you know, like, the lineup on Saturday and, like,
for sure,
when to change channels and which show you wanted to watch and stuff?
Yeah, I didn't get to do it because I was
an
awkwardly aged kid in my family. So it's like, can I watch Transformers? Like, fuck no. I'm like, please.
We were watching novellas at my house. Yeah.
And you go to my grandma's house, who somehow owned a TV that played nothing but Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know how she had it worked out.
First time
fucking Dukes of Hazzard was on that TV every single
time. Dude, that camera's about to take a dive. Like, I'm watching it slowly tilt over. You need to get a new stand for the camera.
No, I do remember, because I would, well, on days that I got to choose, I'd wake up early because X-Men started first, and then it went into Spider-Man, and then you had to change the channel to watch Thundercats. And a show that I don't remember anymore, but I remember liking it at the time, where the people were like almost had Lego suits, and they would call if they needed to be an airplane, their ship from up top would like beam the pieces for them to be an airplane or a motorcycle or a car.
Not Mask. Mask is the one where they change from one thing to another.
Yeah, this
where it goes from like a car to a jet. But they had like exosuits that would like plug in the vehicles to them. I remember that show.
I loved that show. I don't remember what it's called.
I can't even look at you without laughing.
I know,
right
it's
now.
Amazing. Genuinely the greatest hat known to man.
I am trying to rewatch all those X-Men cartoons. It's a little hard.
They are not great.
But I've gotten, I think, up to like season 2 on it.
They're pretty fun.
I'm getting through Pokemon.
They're pretty
fun. And that's
fun,
like,
but
there's like 10
great.
Or 11 seasons of that, so.
What's that?
I'm getting through Pokemon.
That would be rough. That would be a rough
one. I really like it, and my kids really like it, and so that's why I extra like it, because my kids love it, so.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? Like, there's definitely movies and TV that I watch and like because my kids like it. But...
Mike Maley says Centurions.
That's right. Nice. Hey, thank you, Mike.
That sounds right anyway. I got to Google
it. No, that's right.
I think that's the Mike from Rot Town Comics.
Because I've thought about this a lot,
if I remember right.
Several times, and have never been able
to. If you are the Mike from Rot Town Comics, tell us and then shoot us your website. We'll announce it on air right now.
It's probably rottowncomics.com. I probably murdered that.
He is right.
Yes.
It is Centurions.
That's awesome. We need to go live more so that we don't know fucking shit. Yeah, but we never get actual answers. It's like the first time
every once in a while.
I think that's like probably the 8th time I've mentioned that on this show, and I've never been able to figure out what it's fucking called.
Now he's gonna go back and hate the show.
Oh, it's so terrible. So terrible, Centurions.
Oh man.
I love Centurions.
This is the end.
You know what I hated about Centurions? There was no fucking toys. I couldn't find any.
There's a comic, though.
No, there wasn't in the comics at that point. That came later. Thanos quest number one.
All right. So that sounds like the end of the show right there. When we lose steam and stop talking.
Because we've been up all night working. Well, at least I
have. No, I haven't.
I haven't. Just you.
I love your hat, by the way.
I know. I love my hat, too.
Well, I'm going to have to get you a nicer hat to redo it on,
though. I know. Still, though.
I want one, still. Even if I got to pay for it.
There's one right there that you got to buy. This is the problem.
The only one who buys shit on this thing.
I buy stuff sometimes.
Purchased.
I don't have any TOT. This is the only TOTLB thing I have in a shirt. Everything else I give to Gabe.
Yeah, because I'm fat.
Doesn't that mean I should be giving him stuff?
Yeah, it should. My head's equally round.
Oh, Mike says, get to work, you fucks.
I gotta go back to work at 2, asshole.
He does that. He's been up. What? You didn't even go to sleep. When was the last time you slept?
I woke up at like 8 o'clock last night.
And then you've been just up. And working. Then you go, how long are you supposed to be there today?
Oh, it's indefinite.
2 to just indefinite?
When the boxes are done leaving, I gotta go home. Who knows how many will
be
there.
Are you supposed to work tomorrow night too? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They don't care, bro. Literally, I told you. We work 7 days a week, and the last time I was on the show, I had just come from a meeting where they're like, we're gonna be ramping up production. I was like, how? Like, what do you want from me, assholes? I give you my firstborn child. I take my leg. My back is a mess because I'm either sitting on a computer or jumping up to go throw 100-pound boxes. It's like the most ridiculous job ever. It's like, sit down for 4 hours. The other night, your back's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why did you do that every time?
I love it. We work 7 days a week, and they're going to ramp up production.
I looked around, and everybody was like, yeah, it's about that time of year. I'm like, you all just lost hope in life. Everyone's like, they're going to grill. People are going to grill. They need more beef. Got to kill at least 5,000 more cows a day. Or 5,000 more.
It sounds like you've watched King of the Hill, right? Yeah. Have you seen the episode where Jimmy Wichard is like the guy that runs a concession stand at the racetrack, and he like wants Bobby to walk across the track to get Cokes to people on the other side
that
of the track?
That does sound familiar, yeah.
He's all, people cold, hot and thirsty. They want something cold and nice to drink. Go sell them stuff to drink. That's what your bosses sound like right now.
Dude, they do. And the crazy
going to grill.
The crazy thing is, I don't think there's any way in hell my boss actually listens to this show. He would have said something by now.
Side note, it is rottowncomics.com. So.
Nice, awesome.
And it is Mike Maley from Rottown Comics.
My favorite
who told us, who told us to get the fuck to work.
We're trying to entertain you, man.
My boss loves to say one thing preempted by the fact that he's not going to do that thing. And then tells you that he's doing that thing. Like, he's like, I don't want to micromanage, but I need you in there telling everyone what to do at all times. And then I needed you to report that to me every morning. And I'm like, that's micromanaging. Like, but I'm not micromanaging you. Get to work. He also says, this is not my first rodeo every 5 seconds. I swear to God. This is not our first rodeo. So it's like, none of us go to rodeos because we're here all the time.
It would literally be my first rodeo.
Maybe Brian, the guy who buys the cows, goes to rodeos. Brian, you buy the cows at rodeos? No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
He's never been. All online now. No rodeos for anybody. You think we'd be a heavy rodeo business, but we're not. I don't even know why that's so funny.
It's because you look an imaginary Brian. Brian, you go to rodeos? Oh my God, that was amazing. You just had like a whole conversation with people that aren't here.
I know, but I know all of them. They probably are at home going like, I think he's talking to us.
Oh, shit.
Oh man,
nobody on the hook gets that.
I hope Ryan's watching on Facebook Live and just messages. No, I don't go to rodeos.
Doyle can't tell us people at work to listen, bro. We don't get around. We talk shit about
I will be in HR so fast. Did you call them Somalians? Maybe I did. I don't know.
I was too fucking tired because you keep me here all the time.
You know, I wanted to shoot the podcast. Then you're like, you have to come back to work now.
I wanted to go to the rodeo.
Tickets. This is true, though. I can't tell you the at least 5 or 6 times I've purchased tickets to things that I'm going to go to. Because, like, you get the day off every third Sunday of the month. And you get to that third Sunday, they're like, nah, our day's off now. Like, I got people who want to see me sometimes. I don't believe that.
But I purchased tickets to the rodeo.
I was supposed to go see Dream Theater. That shit didn't happen.
Oh, that, dude, I would have just fucking said no.
It's just, yeah, it's just.
He can't say no. His overlords make him go in.
It's not that. I feel bad because, like, if I'm not there, it fucks over lots of other people. Yeah, it makes me feel bad. So that's, like, my main trap. But today, honestly.
Your work literally guilts you into working.
Today, no. We're having a real conversation tomorrow. That whole, like, you're coming in at 2. Fuck it if you give a shit. I'm just. You don't own me, fuckers. Like, I work 7 days a week. You can't just change my schedule at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning the day before. You're like, I know you're off in 4 hours, but come back 8 hours after that. All of you. Like, what? You know how hard it is to get people to work after that? They're really mad. They're like, we thought we would come in at 6. No. Your family? Fuck those people. You know? David, your son's birthday? Yes. Sorry, amigo. You will not get to see that pinata go down. Like, you'll fucking be here shipping boxes.
Oh, my God. All right, take us out. Take us out.
No, this is amazing.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Before I'm gonna get fired.
Oh, man. Well, if it is your first rodeo... And you don't know anything about our podcast, you can visit us at www.totlb.com.
Why are you watching this if you don't know anything about
www.totlb.com. If you know something about our podcast but would like to know more, you can visit us on Instagram or Twitter at Outside Long Box. On Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. Of course, you can catch our TOTLB in the car.
We are in cars.
We will probably be discussing rodeos for at least a week at YouTube.
I have been to many rodeos.
By going to tinyurl.com/totlbtube/rodeotalk.
Would be amazing.
No. No, don't do the radio or rodeo talk. That's not real. If you want to talk to us about rodeos, you can give us a phone call.
What? Oh, God, you do it every time.
What? It went through the clothes. Come on, phone, when I close you, stop playing the thing.
Oh, God. Every fucking episode.
Why does it update me so late? My Facebook doesn't even give a shit that we went live so long ago.
Stop opening your phone.
We've been live for like 45 minutes and my phone's like, hey, there's something happening. I'm like, what's going on? Ah, I already got you.
Why are you even watching videos on your phone?
No, because I open it and my phone is like, hey, you opened me right after you got this notification, so you're watching it. Like, immediately.
Oh, man. Oh, anyway, shit. If you want to talk to us about rodeos or why Doyle doesn't know how the fuck phones work,
no.
Go to 97 or call us at 970-573-6148 on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May him and Tim Husky rest in peace. Or you can shoot us an email if you have any kind of project that you want to share with the show. We love doing interviews. We love talking with you people.
It's too dark.
Email us at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. Juan will find a place for you.
Yes.
In our very busy interview schedule.
Yes.
And we will.
It's going to be a lot busier once we come up on Comic-Con.
Comic-Con season. So get your projects in. We love talking to you guys. Like, it's awesome. You'll hear my interview laugh, apparently. And, of course, you can support us by going to patreon.com/TOTLB or TOTLB.com/shop. where you can pick up this lovely cup.
Not that one, though. Not that one.
Not that one.
Not but, that color. They're doing the. They still do the same sizes, just in the stainless steel. Or, just not the colors.
This is exclusive to me.
Yeah, because apparently they're very hard to get.
Or, of course, our new Make Michael Jackson Black Again hats.
Yes, or the regular TOTLB hat, if you want to buy a regular TOTLB hat.
Or if you want to wear a Michael Jackson Black Again, just flood the market with these guys. Because seriously, I want to see someone in public wearing one of these. Great. Of course, at totlb.com/shop. Of course, we need to thank our Patreon sponsors, Chad, Ryan, Derek, This Fat Fuck Doyle, Devin Taylor. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live today. Jason, who is helping us by letting us watch something that's not Maniac Cop next time.
And he was on live for a couple minutes. Nice. So thanks, Jason.
Steve, yeah, Christine, Michael, Megan, and of course, all of our other fans that listen, interact with us on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. Everywhere we do stuff, we love hearing from you. We love talking to you. RottownComics.com, go check him out. He had the answer to Doyle's pressing question that apparently he's asked dozens of times, even though I don't think I've ever heard him talk about it.
I think every time I start talking about it, you guys are just like, we don't give a shit.
Literally how I respond to when you talk.
It's true.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I think it's funny. You're funny.
Thank you for affirming me. Get the fuck out of here.
You're my friend, Doyle. Yeah. On that note, I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been episode 110 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
God, that is a lot.
It is. May Tim.
Facebook, bye.
Rest in peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.